You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
You went on your way back to the volcano.
Okay, anyway, let's get down to business here. We are playing Eclipse Phase. This is the start of the fourth arc in what I am calling the Prometheus Syndicate season. This is the first episode of Self-Discovery. We have moved past Godfire and the epilogue to Self-Discovery.
We did a really good job.
Uh-huh. You did. You guys did a great job.
We remodeled Mars.
Yes.
Yeah, I made out pretty good.
So we are going to backtrack for just a second, and I know you still have your vignette to do, but we're not going to do that now, because I don't want to take up too much time. But Will.
Loser.
Ha. You suck.
We're going to backtrack to your vignette real quickly, Will.
Yeah, poor Ed. It's not a very
So you
one.
Get off the train. You had subdued those three men from the Nine Lives cartel, and you are pretty beat up. You get off the train. Some medics come over to start tending to you. There's press waiting for you because...
So, Amir's go-to state of being.
Yes, pretty beat up. And some press people come up to you. Mr. Sektui, were you afraid at all while you were doing that?
I was terrified.
Are you worried about any possible repercussions from the Nine Lives cartel?
Honestly, I'm just trying to get through today, sir. Thank you. I need to see a doctor.
So you're not at all worried that they might try to exact revenge on you?
Well, now I am.
Yeah, I feel like the answer should have been, you're not afraid the Nine Lives cartel will try to get revenge on you? Holy shit, who are they?
Actually, yeah, I will.
Do you have any words for the members of the cartel?
Say what now?
Leave me alone.
Leave the trains alone.
He
was on the train, and they tried to rob the train and steal people's egos.
So, don't steal slaves on the train.
The train.
Leave
the trains alone.
You can steal your slaves elsewhere. Get your slave.
This is supposed to be a space civilization, for Christ's sake. We got people getting attacked on the train. What the fuck are we coming to?
Slavery's only allowed to happen.
Is that what you're going
to
tell
folks,
the Bills?
No.
And airplanes.
No.
So the reporter, he shoves a little mic in your face. Did you have any word for the Nine Lives cartel? Do you want to tell them what you think?
Leave me alone.
No comment.
All right.
I'm not really supposed to be on videos where I'm trying to get off the train and...
It's not a firewall thing.
Yeah,
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
You're a hero. Yeah, you're a hero.
Dante Hicks.
Okay,
fine.
I would say that probably is a good idea. You don't want to draw.
I like tell them that slaving is wrong and they should never. No one should be enslaved or something like that.
Okay.
They're along the lines of.
Right. Damien doesn't agree with
At
that.
At some point, Amir has to say, I'm 37.
All right, so God will fast forward to the quote unquote present day.
Should we introduce ourselves first? Because we haven't done that.
Our real
names. Yeah, we'll do that in a second.
Okay.
I wipe my own ass.
It's been a few days since your individual adventures on Mars when you are all contacted by Proxy Steel, who sends you an invitation, he sends you a link to a symbol space room. The email you receive says, come. There is a link.
Pretty fucking please.
No, it just says
he wants
come.
To be your friend. Do you accept?
It only says yes.
It's like that old no button that moves to the other side and you try to click on it.
Yeah, I have this image in my head that, like, the mesh in my head is just frozen on that screen. Yes.
Proxy
steal. Until I click yes.
Pretty
no
much,
way
yeah.
to get rid
you're
of his head.
The mouse point,
the
you're trying to move the pointer away. It slowly moves back toward the yes.
Proxy right. Steel has contacted you.
Click now.
All right, so you guys all...
Yes.
You guys all pop into symbol space?
We're going. I'm going anyway.
Okay. So, Ryan, you have symbol space design, right?
Yeah.
Give me a check.
Your flower's gone.
Congratulations, you've won.
Yes, 9 out of 65.
Okay, Ryan, the symbol space you guys find yourself in is really bare. It's pretty much just a corrugated steel floor with a circle of light that you guys are standing in.
Damn.
But Ryan, what you notice is that this is perfect. Like, There are air currents. You can smell, you know, the remnants of oil on the metal. You could tell that there is a wall outside the circle of light that you can't see.
As opposed to our 8-bit office plant?
Yes.
It's as perfect as will.
Yeah, like, if you would have been unconscious and woken up here, you wouldn't know you were in symbol space.
Damn.
So now, while you guys are standing around in a circle of light, why don't we do characters? Will, you have a mouthful of food. So, Derek, we'll start with you.
I am Derek. I am playing Dalton, the gambling Old West-inspired chimpanzee.
Okay.
He is not minding
us. I'm Chris. I'm playing Damien. He's a terrible slaver, uplifted pig fellow.
Wait, but does he slave people on trains?
Yeah, no. No, stay off the trains.
Not yet.
He could be worse, though.
Okay, so he's still on trains.
Last game, he fed somebody to a dog of his.
No, to two dogs.
Thank you.
Not just one dog.
And was it not two people to two dogs?
No, it was one person while still alive to two dogs.
You're an animal lover.
But, you know, yeah, not on, no slavery on the trains, thank you very much.
Yeah. My dogs were hungry, I hadn't fed them in days. All right?
You weren't going to go to the store.
Hell no, dog food is like 85 cents a can.
And I'm Meyer, and I'm playing Gavin, who is the good-looking, fast-talking, wheeling-dealing man.
Chris, stealing some of the gun? Man.
It says man. The con man.
You gotta go see the con man.
Go see the con man.
Carrot. Little Robin.
Ed?
With no problem.
I am, I'm Ed, and I will be playing Doc Skelax, who is, the...
everyone knows.
Actually present in this game.
Yeah. Actually present in this game. He is a Neo-Avian, he's a crow, and, he likes to cut things up.
No one could dress as a crow.
James? I'm sorry.
James. Hello, I am James. I am playing Elise Menezes. She is a tech junkie and a free spirit.
I'm Ryan. I'm playing Lucas Guerra. He is an ego hunter for direct action. He's sleeved in a fury morph.
And I gotta say, I love your like little one sentence character descriptions.
And
started it.
I'm Amir Sakatawi, and I'm badass.
That's what I'm here to do.
And friendly.
Yes. And friendly. He's our friendly badass.
Although people have been following, they've been hearing our more elaborate ones.
Yes.
So no, they kind of have an idea.
He weeps as he blows bad guys to bits.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He's the hunter that cries after every kill.
he sheds a single tear every time he takes.
He is the tear that quacks in the night.
And he has no penis.
Oh, man, if he cries for every life, if he sheds a tear for every life he takes, it's a good thing he wasn't on Mars.
True. Yeah.
Or of a
Well, he would have been dead, too.
He's a Ken. He's
All right,
completely
so you guys appear into this, you appear in the symbol space. And you are standing along the edges of this circle of light, and
it's
sort of in a U-shape.
Of light.
And at the in the opening, a steel morph appears. It's Proxy Steel's avatar.
He's scary. He likes steel a lot.
What?
He likes steel a lot.
Does his favorite character steel from DC?
No, that's just stupid. No one likes Steel.
Is his favorite actor Shaquille O'Neal from Steel?
I like Steel. That's a lie, but I do.
See?
Is his favorite movie Real Steel?
Stuff Stalin?
I like that movie.
Yeah,
okay.
Good.
My son loves that movie.
I loved it when I was a kid, but I didn't know.
Oh, no, not Steel. Real Steel.
Oh.
My son would have had to do with Steel.
I love that movie, too.
James is a time traveler as a child.
So he appears in the opening of the horseshoe shape that you are all standing in. There are no seats here or anything. It's a standing room only.
He wants to make us uncomfortable.
No, I mean, he just didn't make chairs. He didn't do it to purposely make you uncomfortable.
That's all right.
He just doesn't need chairs. So he didn't make chairs.
So it's like heaven.
You could try asking him for a chair.
No, it's okay. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get my head bitten off if I do.
Thank you all for coming, ladies, gentlemen, and assorted others. First off, in relation to your recent exploits on the space elevator, unfortunately, you botched that mission so badly that not even Proxy Mute would have been able to spin the news feeds to something positive. Also, I had to hack into the security logs and remove Lucas, Damien, and Dalton. Because as you were all vaporized in the explosion, there's a record of you arriving on the station, but not coming in on a ship or going up the space elevator. As soon as the authorities found that, you would have been the most likely suspects, and arrested and interrogated. So you're welcome.
Thank you kindly.
We're only there because you sent us.
Oh, no, Proxy Black sent you to find out what was going on.
Well, we found out.
No, that was out of character.
I meant them as in the organization.
He ignores you.
Him, yeah. Sure.
And Ms. Menendez.
Why wouldn't he?
Thank you very much for securing the 2,999,999 credits.
Whoa.
Mm. Everyone but Ryan, this is news to you. You didn't know that Elise was a millionaire.
That's pretty sweet. Can I have a couple million?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ryan was the only person I knew about that.
Well, Ryan was the one who told you.
I was the one who asked you to steal the money.
Hey, can I borrow $1 million?
I say thank you because the funds have been requisitioned on behalf of Firewall.
I knew that was coming. Okay.
Hey, so can I borrow $1 million?
No. Okay. A chunk of the funds have gone to purchase a courier ship for you all to use. Try not to leave this one floating in space like the one you borrowed from Dalton's friend. Also, try not to vaporize it in an antimatter explosion, as that is its fuel source to get you around the system as quickly and efficiently as possible.
At least now we have options.
Yes. The rest of the funds I have set aside in a special account for you all to cover the very likely scenario of your death. New morphs, new gear, everything like that.
Very considerate, sir.
I like this guy. He's an optimist.
Finally, the Martian government will be lifting its ban on spaceflight in a matter of hours. As soon as it does, I need you in the air with the new ship that is waiting for you in the spaceport in Elysium, which is out of character, the city you guys are all in right now.
I know that.
Just reminding you.
Just give us the coordinates, sir. Tell us where to go, and we'll be there.
Yes, well, you are coming to me. A few hours after the space elevator fell, while you were all stuck in limbo, my facility came under attack by Prometheus Syndicate soldiers. I've been fending them off for the past 2.5 weeks, but I fear my defenses are starting to fail, and they may breach me soon. I need you to come and provide backup.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, where's the cavalry?
Yes.
Where's my spider tank?
Are there any questions?
If you want, you can go purchase
a spider tank.
Is there any way for us to access those funds if we needed to buy supplies?
No. But I'm glad you brought up supplies. I am activating a firewall cache for you all. Based on the armaments that these soldiers have had, it is probably easier for you to take your own weapons and armor from one of our caches rather than having to purchase it yourself. There is a house in Elysium. He sends you an address. Knock on the door. The proprietor is a Mrs. Duchess. When she answers the door, tell her that you're there and to inspect the leak in the basement. She will bring you to the cache. You could take anything that you need from the supplies there. Just make sure you lock up when you leave.
So we're 7 plumbers?
It's a code word.
I call the red one.
We're here to inspect the leak in your basement. These are my 6 friends.
Is there a...
We got wrench?
On the snake?
I don't know any plumbing tools, so I'm done with that joke.
He can be you, Ben. I will be coupler.
Coupler.
Need some sealant.
Oh, caulk.
What crack.
Is that a taste of the caulk?
Yes, Gavin.
On this mission, is there a use for like a person with skills of more
subtlety
than brute force?
I suppose you could try talking the Prometheus Syndicate soldiers out of hacking into my mainframe, but I can't guarantee that will be the most effective strategy. They seem rather determined. They've been at this for 2.5 weeks. I've probably killed more than 200 of them.
That's a respectable number.
Yes, unfortunately, they are more clever than I anticipated.
I think you and me are taking a backseat on this one, Doc. We're more squishy than the rest.
That's true.
Well, perhaps you could find yourself some suitable arms and armament in the cache. It's the reason I'm opening it for you. Anything else?
I guess no. I'll just transmit
and
the
Damien just leaves.
He sends you all the coordinates of the asteroid.
Okay.
The band should be lifted in approximately 5 hours. Make all your preparations and then leave. Right. The trip should take approximately 12 in the courier ship.
Let's go see Mrs. Dutchess.
I shall see you then. And he just disappears.
Before we leave Semmelspace, I clap Gavin on the back and I say, Gavin, don't worry. We get you the right gun, it'll practically fire itself.
Tell me there's a gun that actually does fire itself so he doesn't have to aim or anything.
The guns that I gave Damien pretty much do fire themselves.
Yeah.
If we'd leave one of them alive, I can probably get them to tell us stuff.
I'm just going to tell you guys, you get the way the cash is going to work is that pretty much whatever you want, within reason, you can have.
Police baboon. Plasma
within
rifle.
Within reason. No plasma rifle.
Damn it.
No police baboons.
Fear morph?
He called it.
There are no extra morphs in there either.
Can I
have a nuclear warhead?
Yeah, sure. No. All right, so
it probably wouldn't be too useful.
No, you would just vaporize everything.
Well, that's been our MO so far.
What about unobtainium?
Oh, there's plenty of it. Okay. But you can't reach it.
Damn it.
It's too high on the shelf.
Vortex ring gun?
The unobtainium is unobtainable?
Yep.
How about a back cannon? Starting firing things from orbit.
That's what happens.
Let's see.
You're not in orbit.
Okay, so
you won't have to you go to the address, knock on the door, a woman answers. Can I help you?
We're the electricians. I mean, we're the plumbers.
We're here to inspect the leak in your basement.
Oh, come on in. She lets you in, closes the door behind you, locks it, walks over to a picture on the wall, which slides up and reveals a panel. She presses her hand against it. It takes a palm print. Then she enters in a passcode. And then the wall, which you didn't even notice was a door, just slides away. And there are stairs leading downstairs.
Quaint.
Just remember to lock up when you're done.
You know, everybody keeps saying that.
All right, so we can pause for a minute as you guys arm yourselves.
Just for the hell of it, can I notice what the passcode she punched in is?
Give me a perception check.
Well, also, she used a biometric. She had a palm scan.
Yeah, so I know.
You just cut her hand off.
Yeah.
Not that I plan on doing anything with it. It's just nice information.
You're probably going to change it as soon as you leave.
Still nice information to have. 39 out of 65.
You see what she punches in.
Okay.
All right.
She's not hiding it from your firewall agent. She's not hiding it from you.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, so what do you guys want?
You know what I want.
You're not getting
I'm going to talk to my arms and armor consultant, Ryan.
Yeah, let Ryan decide what I need.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Well, check out your skills. What there's kinetic weapons,
right.
There's energy weapons, I think.
Yep.
I'm all about the beam weapons.
And
beam weapon, what is
it? It's beam weapons,
yeah.
Kinetic weapons.
And
spray weapons?
Spray weapons, yeah.
Yes.
I'm only going to...
So, also, blades, blades and unarmed and clubs.
I'm good with beam weapons.
Beam weapons?
Yes.
That's my
guess. Well, then, what do you currently have?
In beam weapons?
Yes.
A beam weapon would be an agonizer, a laser pulser.
Right. Particle beam bolter.
A particle beam bolter or...
Or a stunner or a plasma rifle.
You're not getting a plasma rifle.
I have a particle...
I don't have any weapons because they all went destroyed.
Yeah. Okay. But what did you normally use?
I had a laser beam pulser and a particle cannon and an agonizer.
Particle cannon?
Agonizers... Agonizers are just...
He had a pulser and an agonizer.
Oh, okay.
Agonizers pretty much just cause pain.
Yeah.
So you want probably
if
you have it in roast mode...
You could put it in roast mode.
If we're fighting in vacuum...
I apologize to all of our listeners. This is boring.
Do we want
to... No, it's okay.
They're
learning stuff they don't necessarily know.
Unless you want to pause it, Ryan, and stitch it together.
You know what? It doesn't matter. Everybody, we're going to go pick weapons, and we'll be back. Love you all.
In 2 seconds.
All right, and we're back.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
All right.
Hello.
I made the mistake of letting my players take lots of weapons and ammo. So now let's try to kill you.
Yeah, saying we're giving you access to that firewall cache of weapons is...
Yeah, well, that's because I know what I wrote down.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm really nervous now.
Yeah.
You see, he's buttering us up.
Alex is being way too friendly.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't write down how many enemies you're going to have to fight because it's going to be based on how many of you there are. So I haven't quite decided that yet.
I'm going to let them fight, and I'm just going to stay in the battle.
So what you're saying is it's going to be a huge fuck-all battle.
Yes. All right. So, you arm yourselves up. I'm going to say it takes you guys, because it takes you about an hour to arm yourselves up, because why not? By the time you're done with that, the ban on the flight has been lifted, so you guys can go to the spaceport and hop in your shiny new jet. No, not jet.
Before we leave, I'd like to try to unload some of the merchandise that I stole. I have some orbital hash and some cortical stacks.
No, you don't. It was vaporized.
Oh, right. It was.
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
I said good day. I said good day.
I would like to...
All right, is there anything else you guys would like to do before you leave Mars?
I was going to say, I want to get another...
Form in the direction of the ship.
Another false identity?
Yes, I do.
Okay, give me a G-rep roll. Or roll your networking criminals.
Yeah. Ah.
Oh. My one false identity had a bank account with over $2 million in it.
G-rep.
Networking criminals, yeah.
Networking G... I got a 64 out of 70.
Okay, yeah, you find a guy who will sell it to you for 1,000 credits.
Anyway, I'll do it.
All right.
I would have traded it to you for a song.
Grab a piece of paper, you can give yourself another false ID.
That's going to be my blogging identity.
All right. So, anything else you guys would like to do before you leave Mars?
Pet a kitten.
You pet a kitten?
Yeah.
It purrs.
Yay.
I'd like to shoot that kitten.
No.
I would have shot at you.
What would you all do if you found out that I purposely space elevator armor? To cover up the fact that I picked up 2020?
That would be a little bit of overkill.
Overkill is underrated.
So I have a helmet.
Oh crap! I don't want them finding out that I pickpocketed that guy.
Sure. Do you want a
better vaporizer
light helmet or a full helmet?
Full helmet.
Well, technically, Ed, I'm the one who vaporized us all.
1 second.
Because I was the one who shot the bomb.
True. Full helmets.
I
pulled up at the last second.
But you have to be wearing it.
Wearing it. Right.
I realized that. I said, hey, wait.
Okay. All right.
Also, I'm going to send a nice sext to that one, the hot chick I banged.
You send her a sext. She doesn't reply. But she gets it.
Can I roll to see how good the sext was?
Do you actually want to?
Yes.
All right, give me a...
That was a stupid question now.
I know, it was. Persuasion.
Oh, yeah.
Persuasion.
Or...
Might it be, like, dexterity for that?
Might be protocol.
Constitution.
I think you did really well.
What'd you roll?
I rolled an 88.
What's your persuasion?
90.
Oh, you sent her the best fucking sex ever.
That's what I wanted.
The reason she doesn't answer back is she's
so nasty. Hey, baby,
furiously agreeing to get over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like a goddamn episode of Seinfeld. She's showing the text to all her friends.
Hey, Gavin kind of likes her. She's dangerous, kind of scary.
Baby.
All right.
Best sex of
all
time.
So the ship that Proxy Steel purchased for you is a brand new, sleek and stylish courier ship. They are the fastest ships available that you can buy. They run on antimatter engines.
Can it make the Kessel run in less than 12 parsecs?
Yes, it can. Except parsecs are a measure of distance, not time. So no, it can't.
Not in Star Wars universe.
Star Wars universe is our universe.
It's a galaxy far away.
Right. So apparently a long, long time ago.
Distance and time are interchangeable.
It makes sense because they're all traveling at relativistic speeds, the speed of light. So the person that can make the run in the shortest distance...
Yeah.
Okay.
Gets there faster.
Yep. All right. Okay.
Now that it's explained to me, I understand.
So, are you guys going to fly there, or are you just going to let the ship's AI take you there?
Well, I don't do pilot spacecraft, so if anyone else
does.
Okay. So, it's going to take you about 12 hours. So
we all climb aboard.
You take off. It's a pretty uneventful 12 hours.
We'll let AI take us there, but I'll sit in the pilot seat because it is a fancy flying.
Do any of you have any stress?
No.
Do I?
No.
Yeah, yes, I have one.
I have two.
I have one.
Okay, so if you guys want, you can roll psychology with your muses to heal yourself.
Yeah, do that. Why not?
Apparently, I
know. That's my psychology. Muses, 60.
I have psychotherapy.
Yep.
On your muse?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. That works good.
It's better, right? It's
49 out of 60.
25 out of 60.
51 out of 60.
Okay.
17 out of
60.
What you got? I got a 31 out of
40. Okay, so you each get 1d3. So, Will, you get one. Ryan, you get two. James, you get one. Ed, you get two.
That's all I need.
Meyer, you get two.
So yes. do we get any healed from, like, I got this all when we blew up the space elevator. Do we?
Right. No, because you're still stressed from having blown up the space elevator.
Right, but
also there were two, the body and stuff.
Right, but there were two game periods.
Right.
Between.
But you weren't here to do anything for those, so you've been really stressing about that.
Okay. Well, can we say that I was sitting at home and doing?
No, because you're doing.
No, you were sitting at home and stressing about it.
Right.
Right, but one would think that.
What's your lucidity at now, then? Not your lucidity.
Your stress.
What's your stress at now?
Five.
Silent.
Ooh.
Do you have any traumas?
All right, I'll let you take it down to two.
You wouldn't have any traumas because your body's new.
Right.
Well, no, traumas are mental.
I'm sorry.
Wounds are physical.
Right.
Well, you wouldn't remember if it was from when we were blowing up the space elevator. You wouldn't remember because your body was vaporized and you were reinstantiated, so there's no continuity.
Well,
no, but if it was hearing.
Well, no, that's the stress that there is no continuity too.
Right.
You also take stress from I died.
Yeah.
That's stressful. You don't know. I mean. You kind of know what happened.
Yeah.
Got vaporized.
It's kind of like the eighth day where, like, you know, the one guy kept saying, oh, my chest hurts. It's like, it's not because he got run over by a car last time. And it's just like, no, it's not the fact that your chest hurts. It's just in your mind type of thing.
Sure. I've never seen the eighth day. So.
Okay. It's about cloning. This is what it kind of feels like.
Okay. Sure.
So we climb aboard the Sheila 2.
The Sheila 2?
Yeah. Remember our first ship in
All right.
Was the Sheila.
So you christen her the Sheila 2.
Done.
All right. So it takes off. You get clear to leave Martian space.
Why do I feel like we just doomed the ship to
die? We called her the most beautiful name, Jenny.
It takes about 12 hours to get over there. The ship is well stocked for you guys. There's a small nanofabber, so you can make things you need. There is a stocked medical bay with a healing vat.
Hey.
For when you guys eventually get
for
shot off.
For when you get your legs shot off.
Yes.
No, we don't have to do... We don't have to visit any back alley doctors anymore.
Right. Do any of you guys have any physical damage?
No.
No.
Hey, what's wrong with back alley doctors?
Oh, Will does. Will, you're healed up.
Thank you.
Technically, since I stole that healing vat, I guess I'm a back alley doctor now.
With my new identity, I'm going to use as my blog identity. I'm going to start blogging about the plight of Mars.
I feel like, did we leave that vet on Mars?
You can't really take it with you.
Come on.
Olympus.
We pushed it around Olympus.
It was in Olympus, and you resleeved in Elysium.
Well, right. No, Will brought it on the train.
Will brought it on the train. Yeah, so that's, I'll say you stashed it in the weapon cache.
That's fine.
In Elysium.
Will brought it on the train.
Healing vat?
Yes.
Yeah.
We left it in that abandoned warehouse.
Yeah, but he stayed with it.
Oh, right.
Remember, I put a password on it so no one could use it but me.
But we didn't use it, we just took it.
Derek used it.
Well,
I was
in it when you put the password
on. Yeah, I was already there.
Yeah, well, you used it after I put the password on.
Now it's in the stash. Yeah,
just because you used it immediately.
I was grandfathered in, I was already in there.
Okay.
And can we do some prep work for this battle? Like,
yep.
Contact Proxy Steel, see if we can get a layout of what we're walking into?
Sure. You don't have to roll to contact him. You send him a message.
Just tell him to send us.
He sends you these schematics for his base. It's really simple. I didn't even drop a map for it. There's a hangar bay.
Okay.
From the hangar, there is a hallway that's about 100 meters long. And then at the end, I think about it now, it's kind of penis-shaped, but it opens into a big round room.
Ball.
That's it.
Okay. And they're trying to gain access to the hangar bay?
No, they already gained access to the hangar bay.
Oh. Okay.
They're trying to get into the big round room.
Okay, so they're already on the station.
Yes.
He's just got them blocked off and has been keeping them out of the heart of the
station. He has significant defenses.
And they have ship stuff there?
He sends you a picture from a security... Well, he can't send you a picture because all of his security cameras are destroyed, but he does tell you that they have...
He can't send us a current picture, but was
right. They showed up with significantly more, but he tells you there are four ships in the docking bay.
Okay.
Can Ryan like teach us like tactics and formations and stuff?
Not in 12 hours.
I'm just saying, like, Walking Dead. Like,
I can
go
I...
into this formation and, like, went into, like, oh, man, those guys are cool.
Yeah, but that was, like, over months.
Yeah. Well, Ryan can start, Ryan needs to start teaching us, so...
I mean, you can use your rest points to start beefing up your combat skills.
Yeah, but I want to be in cool formations.
I can like, tell you what to do.
Yeah. Do you have,
I'm going to take my two drugs.
Skills?
Well, what are your two drugs?
Drive and car.
Okay, those are all vaporized.
I just have talking skills.
Oh, right.
You have nothing.
Nothing! Jamis has the hacking skills.
You lose!
I'll say you took some from the cash.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And right. Drugs in the cash?
Did you want to take anything?
Yeah.
No, I was talking to James.
No.
Yeah, so you can get two doses of Drive and Clar.
Okay.
But you're going to have to pop before you seal up your suit. Otherwise, you won't be able to take it.
Okay.
Oh, I have some other things.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, just do it to seal your suit. That's
a basic sketch what we're looking at.
The other one?
So, all the way up.
Definitely looks like a penis.
That's exactly what I
imagined. What about, like, can I have picked up, like, another thing of doctor tools and whatever?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go see
James.
Dr. Tools?
You should try and program one of their ships to fly away.
It's similar.
Or in about hangers
or into one of the others.
Well, it's the not to scale, but...
That one I like.
Yeah, I didn't really have time to put the scale or anything.
Yes, but that's the general.
Hey,
that's the
Alex, is there any smuggling tricks I can do to help us get an advantage on these jerks?
No.
No.
I just have it.
Though, smuggling tricks might help us sneak up on them.
Smuggling tricks, it would be if you had to sneak into the base, I would let you use smuggling tricks. But,
do I not get addicted again?
But Proxy Black is, I mean, Proxy Steel isn't trying to stop you, trying to keep you out. He wants you there.
Yeah, but the others might try and keep us out when they realize we're not their team.
Yes.
I actually rolled 18 twice.
Well, it's a will times three to avoid addiction.
Can right. we...
Which way are we heading in? We're heading in, like...
Well, presumably you're going to the docking. It's the only way in.
Okay.
I was going to say, do we want to program the ship to make an entry, make a landing from the blind side of the asteroid, and then just rappel along the exterior? Are you guys good enough with freefall for that?
No.
I am.
I am. So we could freefall and back them up.
I'm not.
You could tie yourself together.
I have a 45.
Together across the asteroid.
Even tied to two people with freefall last time I tried to do it, I managed to turn myself around and land on my head, I think.
I could probably not.
I'll say this. If you guys are all tied together, as long as more of you pass than fail, you'll get to where you want to go.
Okay. Just because if we're making, like, a direct approach, it's fucking space. They're going to get a shot at us from kilometers out.
Well, Proxy Steel can't show you
what they've been doing.
Do you want to ask him?
What was the last known size of the invasive force?
He tells you that they showed up with approximately 300. And he's whittled them down to about 10.
Jesus.
Well, this is massive.
So what does he need our help for?
Like he doesn't have anything left.
He has no one.
He's running out of resources.
So
he doesn't know for certain, but he doesn't think their ships are manned.
Okay.
But he's been concentrating on them.
Do they have anything on the exterior of the asteroid that you know of, like Killsats or...
He did. Not anymore.
Okay.
There's a big... As you approach, I'll say you're close enough now to get a picture of the asteroid, there's a big debris cloud.
Okay, so they took out the kill sets. They didn't, like, co-opt them.
No. And he took out... I mean, there's lots of ships and parts thereof floating around outside.
So now, if this is a morph that Firewall gave me, did I come back? Because it was a morph trait, my zero-G nausea.
Yes, you still have zero-G nausea. It's a penalty. You don't just get rid of it by dying.
Well, if you switch morphs,
right? But you're switching for equivalent morphs.
Right.
You took zero G nausea, so you'd have more points to spend on character creation. You can't just then, I'm going to shoot myself in the head and get a new morph and not have zero G nausea. That defeats the purpose of having a penalty.
Right, but all of the stuff that I spent the extra points for are gone now.
Just your gear,
right?
But you can use those same points for skill points, aptitudes, and everything in character creation.
Right, but if all of the stuff that was morph-based and, like, based in, like, objects that my morph had, they all disappeared.
Right, but the only objects your morph had were drugs.
Let me cut to the chase here. You said we get a free morph from Firewall that's exactly the same as our old one, right?
Yes.
You got a free one, right?
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
Right.
All right.
Right down.
If you want to pay money to upgrade your morph to get rid of zero-g nausea, you can do that later.
Probably a clone, actually, of whatever you had before, if it's a biomorph.
Yeah, just buy a new one without it, but, you know.
But it, I mean, there's a reason it's a flaw.
You should pick it up, flaw.
Sorry, Ed. I just saw that going on.
Speaking of which, Ed, you have zero-g nausea.
Yeah, I brought it up.
Every freaking game you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you picked the wrong ones to come to, Ed.
Tie him to the board. Bring him along.
Yeah. And who wants a bird backpack?
Well, that's right.
All right, Ed, so all of your actions have minus 10.
A right. Vomiting bird backpack.
So you have to make a straight will test.
I did not pass it.
What did you roll?
23 out of 15.
All right, so I'll say you spend 1 hour incapacitated. That was on the shuttle.
Okay.
But all your actions are at minus 10 because you're nauseous.
I'm nauseous.
Oh, God, zero G.
So do you guys want to go into the hangar bay or park on the far side and hop over?
I think we're going
to
middle B.
Well, if we're close enough to see them, they're close enough to see us. Are they shooting at us?
No. Like, Proxy still said there's no one in their ships. As far
Why don't
as
we
he
just
knows.
Go right to the dock.
It's probably better if we just head in.
It seems like a unnecessary maneuver.
Dock some conks.
All right. So, are you going to let the autopilot take you in, or are you going to do it, Derek?
Let the autopilot take us in.
All right. Autopilot takes you in.
We're not doing any maneuvers, so it's not worth it.
As you guys get closer, you see that the hangar bay doors weren't retracted. They were blasted open.
Of course.
The metal is charred and bent.
The blast doors were blasted?
Of course.
Yes.
Whoa.
They used some serious firepower and just forced their way in. As you get inside, you like Proxy Black said, there are... Proxy Steel. There are four ships in there. If anyone has ship hardware or pilot and Derek, if you want.
D-ray emitters?
No, just to know what the ships are.
Okay. I can use...
If you want. You,
I use spacecraft pilot.
I want to know if there are people inside.
I use pilot.
You're too far away.
Oh, my gosh. 74 out of 75.
All right. Yeah, Derek, those are small lander and orbital transfer vehicles.
Okay.
Based on the configuration, you think they can probably hold about 70 people each.
Okay.
Meaning an upward of about 280.
Originally.
Yes.
Damn. They really wanted whatever Steel had.
Well, that's just...
Steel
what
hats.
Made it through.
Right. So, yeah, they probably had a few more didn't make it through that way.
Yeah, but by the wreckage outside, there were probably just as many, if not more, floating around outside.
All right.
Let's blow up the ship. No, I'm sorry. It's old habits.
Space the habitat.
It's already space.
Yeah, it's already space.
They did it for us.
Oh, good.
Ah, damn it. There goes our one trick.
All right, so you guys...
set off a nuke, then.
You guys dock. The door opens.
Okay, now I'd like to see if there's anyone inside their ship.
All right, well, you're going to have to free fall over to them, so give me a free... You can't... I mean, this is a big hangar bay.
I got 3 out of 45.
Yeah, but I...
Well, no, that's...
You can free fall by
enhanced
that,
vision.
Right, but your T-ray doesn't go that far.
Or 3 out of 35. Right.
10 feet.
Oh, really?
I crit...
Yeah. Maybe not
see,
10 feet, but
you
not
You see through
two.
Things, not...
No, this is just for Chris.
No, I mean, I can see far away, independent
right.
of the T-ray.
I thought you said we had to do free fall to land properly.
No, that was if you were crawling across the surface.
Right.
What
a wasted
jump. If it's a waste to look, then I won't do it. Because I want to see who's inside. Or if there are people inside.
You don't know. I mean, they're just sitting there.
It's a waste for him.
You can see they're open. Like, their landing ramps are down.
Elise, see if you can get into their systems anyway.
Well, I rolled a 3 on my free fall, so I'm going to do a cool flip and then jump back into the ship.
All right, so guys, Doc Skiak goes, look at me, and does a flip.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Ed, you can do your little flip and then go...
Oh. Remind me not to do that again.
Now, Ed, you do realize if you throw up, it's stuck in the helmet with you.
Yeah. Oh, that's just bad.
What did you want to do, James?
I want to, what was it, go into their ships, see if, was it hacking into their ships, Ryan?
Yeah, see if they have any live external communications devices that you can use to get into their networks and see what they've got. Maybe co-op some of their hardware.
Oh, with info.
See, they were cave troll.
That I can do.
Okay. Yeah, you you two could pick different ships.
Yes.
So we'll do James first. So it's going to be an opposed infosec check.
Juvie.
Infosec. There it is.
64 out of 85.
All right.
God damn.
Yeah. So, yeah, you get into the ship. Oh, I'm sorry. First, it's so that I'm sorry. That was to get past the firewall. So now you have to roll to. It's been a while.
One.
They roll. It rolled a 10.
Okay.
To repel you, but you also won, so both succeed. So you're in, but you're spotted.
Okay.
At least I did a flip.
So it knows you're there, and it's going to try to get rid of you.
Okay. So how do I be unspotted?
Well, you would have to roll again to try to get away from it. You get minus 10 to your actions.
What is he doing?
He's hacking.
And that should do it.
And it's going to try to re-authenticate the users to get you out.
Okay, 16 out of 75.
It failed.
Blood on fire.
So you lose it. You don't have administrative privileges, but you're in the system as a user.
That is
dead as anything. All right, so Chris, so make an infosec check to get past the firewall.
That is, I didn't. 97.
Right, wow. You can't get past
that. We'll probably never play that game again.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't proxy it anyway, either.
Oh, you guys have your Moxie back.
I mean, Moxie.
By the way, if you lost Moxie.
Wait, there's, three ships. Can I try the next one down the line?
If you want to. Sure. I mean, James is in.
James is in the first one. I tried the second one. There's two more.
I mean, you're not going to get outside. You're not going to get any different information from those other ships.
No. But we might be able to take over, you know. The ship.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so,
it's beautiful.
Yeah. Right.
90. All right, so no again. I'll try
one.
The last one.
And then walking from where
nine.
The Hobbit was
shot. Okay, so now you have to roll to get it. So that's an opposed info
section.
49.
Is that a
70?
All right, it failed. So, yeah, you're in as a user.
As former
safety. All right, now I want to be in as an administrator.
You can't.
I can't.
You have to get an excellent success. And they have to fail.
And then they have a
for you have to crit, and they have to fail.
Well, I think there's a modifier for it. It's minus 30 or minus 20, I think, if you want to upgrade your access privilege.
Yeah, that's
true. So roll again at a infosec of 50.
Minus, whatever your infosec is.
What was the minus number you said?
Minus 30.
Oh, some.
Oh no, I'm sorry. 40. Yeah.
I got a 9, so yes, I passed.
All right, so you're an admin now.
Can I get that? Can I
have that? Yeah, roll infosec minus 30.
Awesome. 35 out of 55.
All right, yeah. Memorized. You're both admins on the ships.
Every single
yay, we have two ships. You want to play battleships?
yes. I think we do.
What do you want to do with them?
I'm thinking maybe the two ships we have control of can undock and crash into the two ships we don't have control of.
If you want to.
Oh, wait, if we kill these guys, then maybe we can have these cool ships then. The cell.
They're other people's ships. They could have done anything to them. They might have tracking things
What's
on them.
What's the armament on these things?
Yeah.
They might have ways of finding us or screwing us over. We don't know what they did to the ships. I mean, it'd be nice to have
Plus,
the ships.
we don't really want them to escape, I think.
Yeah, no, we're here to kill. Proxy steal is not a subtle proxy.
Yeah, so. But what if you guys could kill and I want to run away? Can't fight.
You use your ship.
Yeah, you can use the AI out of your ship.
You're backed up on Mars, Gavin. Get over it.
I'm jumping onto that ship with AI. Fuck this.
Screw you guys. I'm out of
Before we do anything rash like destroy all the ships, what things could I find out?
What do you want to know?
Everything there is.
Everything. You can't get that.
No.
How many ships were there originally, or like how many?
Well,
ten.
Don't worry about how many they had originally. Yeah, worry about what personnel they have on hand, what their weapon statuses are.
What happened to Ike?
All right.
Yeah, let's get like a.
So give me an interface and test because you guys are in there.
No, really, what happened? Like, why is it like cross rail?
It's a publicity. It's just a marketing campaign.
Oh, interface. There it is.
They don't like each other. That's what they do.
79. I did not. That was at a 60.
Well, the Snickers guys don't like
79.
Twix.
Twix guys, right and left Twix.
You guys are in, but you can't find that
info.
There's
some sort of character about them being not friends.
Yeah, they had a...
All right, so you guys have been sitting in your ship for a few minutes.
On the same factory.
James and Chris have been hacking. What do you want to do?
Well, you guys jam their comms, you know, so they can't get any messages out. And then I guess let's go and ambush these fuckers.
Mm-hmm. All right, so give me another interfacing test, too.
This one's a pass.
40. I passed that time.
Right. 24 to 65.
Hmm. So you can't jam their personal comms between each other, but you cut them off from the ships. So they can't send anything out of the base.
All right. So should we fuck up their ships?
Yeah, might as well.
Seems like the next best thing to do.
Mm-hmm. How do you want to fuck them up?
Well, we have administrative access, so mm-hmm. we'll program a course into the ship where it backs up. Gets far enough
around.
Away, then picks up some speed and crashes into the other two ships that are parked there.
I don't mean to, you know, say something out of turn here, but let's just say possibly that we need to get off of here and something happens to our ship. Is it worth destroying another ship?
I want to see it explode. I think
I'm going to go with yes.
Okay. I leave the ship.
leave the ships, guys. Don't do that. Just if you can lock them out of everything possible, so that they don't have any recourse.
I can lock them out of the one ship that I'm in.
It's a start.
What if we destroyed all but one ship?
We could have the one ship just constantly looking around.
And then something happens, and there's an accident, and something happens to that ship, and then me, I don't have a ship. Okay, let's leave the ships where they are and go do some other damage somewhere else. The hell's wrong with you people?
Yeah, I'm itching to shoot something, so. As long as they don't blow up on us, do what you gotta do.
I'm looking to get off this rock as fast as I got on it, okay? So let's just not mess with this shit. Let's go.
All right.
I'm with Dalton.
So
just remember this when they escape later.
I don't plan to leave anyone alive, okay?
Well, you guys are admins on their ships, right? So if they look like they're going to escape, then you do the crash maneuver.
I do like that idea. Give them false hope. They go to leave, and all of a sudden it just flies into a sun.
What do we do?
Well, there's only one, and it's going to take a while to get there.
Well, you're by an asteroid belt.
Possibility.
The asteroid
hey, Jeff,
is
why
not
is
really
steering
crowded.
Right toward that asteroid field?
Popular belief.
What? That's not what I... Holy shit. Change the course.
There's actually a lot of space in the asteroid belts. It would be really hard to hit something.
You could set a self-destruct button.
It wouldn't be hard to hit something.
It's not a very good asteroid
if you were trying.
It's our asteroid belt, Rill. It's real.
Rill.
Watch out, Rill. It's the solar system.
Real.
Our
it's
solar
real,
Rill.
All right. So you guys all hop off your shuttle.
Oh,
you don't have to roll
made
for
up
it.
Planets like Mars.
Pluto.
Milky Way.
As you guys exit
the field.
Exit the hangar bay. Give me a stress test. Will times three.
Everyone?
Everyone.
Me times three.
But there's only one of me?
I crit succeeded.
Good for you. That means nothing.
23. I'm okay.
94. Did not succeed at all. All
right.
15. Yeah, I succeeded.
Will is okay.
Will, you take 8 stress.
Why?
Oh boy.
I'm about to tell you.
I got 44 out of 45.
Oh, man. Serious. That would have been...
8. That's
that would have been
trauma,
amazing.
What's your trauma threshold?
32 out of 45.
Bad for me.
17 out of 45. 6.
Your TT is 6. What is your... Yeah, so that's a trauma for you, Will. So you're at minus 10
that
for everything.
That would have been 10 traumas for me.
I just got healed of all this shit.
Sorry, because...
I'm feeling good. Oh, my God, what's
Will,
that?
You also... I have learned you have to make a test, just like when you get wounded and you have to test to make sure not to fall down.
It's cog, I think?
I believe so. Just give me 1 second.
Really? 94? There's a roll of game.
We're looking potentially at the carnage of 200 bodies outside this door.
Oh, no, that's exactly what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
The door, again, is blasted open. And this hallway is about 100 meters long. You can't see the end because it is literally filled with bodies and parts and globules of blood just floating in zero G. It is horrendous. This is an abattoir. This is the most condensed carnage you have ever seen.
That's unsettling even for me.
It is wall-to-wall dead people.
I'm making smiley
faces. Oh, it's a will. It's a will times... So make another will times three check.
Oh, there's still only one of me.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. I'm going to say that's a no.
91.
All right, so...
31, 35.
Will, you... What'd you get? What'd you get?
31 out of 35. Oh. I believe.
So, Will, no, this is you are.
Yeah, I would have moxie that. Can I moxie that?
Well, it's not going to kill you.
I'm stunned. So now I can't do anything for it.
For like a minute.
You just do it.
Oh my god! It's you're, like you're, the worst thing that can seriously happen. Is, fuck it, I quit. Whatever.
Well, you're not in combat, well, so it's not.
I was going to say, here's,
me in combat.
Here's the thing: a minute is 20 rounds of combat.
Right.
So unless we want to miss out on one of our three gunmen for, or
we're not in combat yet.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or you could just go, hey, Amir.
I'm here.
We're just gonna strap him to another board, put him on someone else's back. We're fine.
I need exactly 1 minute, you guys.
You know what? Gavin's gonna stay behind, so I talk to him near. Talk him down.
All right, but Will, you do get a derangement.
Oh,
Chris knows about those.
No. Will, yes. Chris knows about disorders.
Oh,
derangements are temporary. Will, your derangement will last for an hour.
Well, I know about it. Still, it's just mine doesn't go away.
That's right.
It had to go through that to get to
you. You have anxiety for an hour.
You're claustrophobic. That would suck.
That is your minor derangement.
He's not claustrophobic.
If he was claustrophobic.
He doesn't dig on body.
So, Will, anxiety. You suffer a panic attack, exhibiting the psychological conditions of fear and worry. Sweatiness, racing heart, trembling, shortness of breath, headaches, and so on.
So that's... We just hear Amir breathing heavy over the comms.
Yeah, you guys start.
So
Amir just stops.
Give him a hug. He sounds like he needs.
Okay, everybody.
It doesn't affect you. There's no stat. I mean, you have minus 10 from the trauma, but there's no stat otherwise from being anxious. But that's what's happening. You're like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Hey. Firewall hug, everybody.
Everybody give him a hug. Can I try to talk Will that down?
Yeah. Give me a persuasion check.
Well, I got to fall to my knees and.
Well, no, you're in zero gravity.
However you want to roleplay it.
Yeah, it's a role-playing
thing.
So
you can... Well. Like,
everything makes you incredibly nervous.
Yes.
Does my pheromones still work on him?
No, no. you're wearing a spacesuit.
Oh.
Your pheromones work on yourself.
So what I got
a... I guess it does make sense.
You think
you're
charming as hell.
I got a 30 out of 70.
30 out of 70?
Yeah.
All right, so what do you say? So Meyer gives him comforting words. What do you say?
I'm like, Meyer, listen. You're a badass motherfucker. You took up, you blew up a fucking ship with a Reaper swarm on you. Well, do we know about the slavers?
Yeah, I think we read about them all over.
You killed the fucking slavers.
He didn't kill them, he subdued them.
I subdued them and got them arrested.
Without a weapon.
Without a weapon.
So I'm like, listen.
Slavers on a train.
It's the train that's the important part.
Amir, you're the hero
of the train.
Slavers on a train, snakes on a plane.
Slavers on a train.
It's just too much.
I say we write a song about the hero of Elysium.
We got some people to kill first, Doc.
Yeah, not right now.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
All right, so Will, you can do stuff. You could still operate.
Lucas walks over and he puts a hand on Amir's shoulder and says, "Amir,
I'm gonna kill you.
You gonna make it, man?"
I think so.
All right, tell you what. You stay in the back. You guard Bird Brain and Gavin.
All right.
They're going to need all the help they can get. We'll try to keep most of the heat off of you three.
Could be worse. Could shoot nuclear warhead.
Could be raining.
Raining in space.
Well, it is raining.
Space. All right.
So I'm sitting there writing my name.
Do you guys want to proceed down the hallway in any special way?
I'm going to infiltrate.
All right, so give me... Well, noise isn't a problem. It's,
I mean,
it's
like, you know, like staying out of view.
Right.
I like the...
So give me infiltration.
Formation A. Oh, well, right. Wait. I could send my spec in ahead of us.
23 out of 55.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
We're doing free fall?
Infiltration.
I failed.
I probably should, right?
That's up to you.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can't because it's vacuum.
52 out of 6.
Actually, 23 out of 45. I forgot I had it.
I got 6. Wait, no.
It has it's a little 37. Bug thing. It has wings, so it can't fly. There's no air.
Yeah.
I failed.
Yeah. Okay.
60 out of 55.
What are we infiltrating?
Yeah.
I passed.
pervert it. They did six.
Wow, I have a pretty low infiltration considering I'm a smuggler.
What?
Into the tower.
Yeah.
No, I failed the fuck out of that.
Missed out on something like
all right, so Ryan and Chris, who else? Did everyone else succeed in?
Yeah, I did.
Will, did you roll an infiltration?
I failed by 70
I had 20
points.
Out of 30.
I was too busy being traumatized.
What?
Infiltration, but it's at minus 10 because of your trauma.
He's LARPing, guys.
He's too busy. He's too busy and too traumatized. Yeah,
don't give him a minus 10 penalty and tell
the
him...
Guy playing, the guy playing Will just
he
failed.
He really does.
Minus 10 here. To die rolls.
Will sitting here with his hand spread out on the table, no, stabbing between his fingers, trying to make himself nervous.
Okay.
I'm rolling high for some reason.
Wow, today. So all your combat guys failed their infiltration check, except for
I'm
Dalton.
Good.
That's all right. Well,
all right, so you three are up. Well, Will, you're in the back, but you're not being very stealthy because you're still freaked out.
Game over,
Chris,
man.
You guys
game
up
over.
What are those?
Yeah.
What are the flags at the airport?
Semaphore flags?
Semaphore flags. So we just walk into the middle and start... motioning at each other.
Well, you guys start pushing bodies out of the way because you have to clear a path. As you go through,
we're
you see like
subtle.
You see the broken
hey.
Broken turrets and other defensive weapons hanging off the walls. There are bullet holes and scorch marks and blood splatter.
And the Blue Danube is playing.
Yes. It is, you know, you could see that there used to be turrets on, like, the ceilings and the floors and the walls everywhere.
Oh,
and they're all destroyed.
Turrets and turds.
Yeah, turds.
Well, there are some of those, too.
Yeah, there's probably a bunch of that, too.
Well, they're in the suits.
Oh.
There's also...
Some of the suits have got to be broken. The shit floated out the mouth, the screen.
Yeah. There's also small craters in the floor where there were larger explosions. This was like a war. It was a long and hard fight.
Sure, I'm glad we missed this.
To get 100 meters of corridor.
Yeah.
So you guys come bursting through the bodies into the circular room. The three of you, well, for Ryan and Chris. And now you see that the circular room is just ringed in servers. That is all this is. It's a giant server room.
Alright.
And there's a man who just plugged an ecto into the server on the far side of the room. And there are six guards with him. All of them heavily armed and armored. And they weapons up as they see you come in, and the man turns around. Lucas, good to see you again, my friend.
Blake.
You know, I've been so busy, but I've been meaning to thank you for your help on Mars. I mean, it was a little earlier than expected, but you and your team made sure things went off without a hitch. Couldn't have done it without you.
Well, we're good at blowing things up.
Is there any reason we're not shooting this guy?
As he turns around, you can see the ecto that he plugged in starts blinking, and the servers just start blinking like crazy.
Stop him from doing whatever he's doing.
Okay. So let's make initiative checks.
Yeah.
Everyone who wants to fight.
Oh, it's...
or everyone.
What do we do? One 10-sided die? We
add
it?
Yeah, one D10 plus your INIT right. score.
So now I am at... I'm at 16.
Okay, so, okay.
Oh, 18.
Oh!
Wow.
Index card, so I can...
I am at 20.
Nice.
Nice.
I thought I was best.
What's your at, Rob?
I have no idea.
1d10.
15.
14.
And then you add INIT.
I'm
next
four,
to
Mox.
7 plus 6.
13. Will's at 13.
Alright, Will's at 13. Ryan, what were you at?
16.
Derek, you're at 20.
I am indeed.
James, you said 15.
Yes, sir.
Meyer?
14.
14. Ed?
12.
Chris?
18.
Damn.
Now I'm going to use my neurocam. Right off the bat.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I will too.
Blake said 13, and his soldiers.
I have memorized every dwarf's face and know what they mean.
I pushed my adrenal boost on.
I did.
Wow. His soldiers are at 17.
Ooh, that sucks.
Their names are all very similar, aren't they? It's been a long time since I've read the Hobbit, but.
A lot of them named.
There's like Biffer, Bofer, and Bomber. Like there's like three of them.
Boing, Dory, Nori, Ori.
Okay.
Solomon and Dwarf.
Well, I'm in no position to use the damn sniper rifle, so we'll do something else.
Well, you can't. It's going to be at a penalty because there's lots of shit in the way.
Right, as I'm saying.
You can shoot them.
Yeah, no, I'm going to stick. I'll get the other gun. I'll do that first.
Wasn't Gimli related to one of them?
Gloin.
Yes,
yeah.
Gloin.
Yeah. All right, so Derek, you're first. What are you doing?
I have my submachine gun.
Okay.
So I'll just lay down some opening fire.
At who? Or are you just going to spray?
I was going to spray.
Okay. The way it's set out, just so you guys know, Blake is sort of in the center.
Right.
And he's got three guys on his left and three guys on his right.
So I'm focused on the guys to his left, my right.
Okay.
The three.
Right. So if you spray, you have to go full auto.
Okay.
But you can attack all of them.
Oh. Right.
Before you finish talking about how the room is set up, do we see steel anywhere?
Nope.
Okay.
It's minus 20 per, so it'll be at minus 40.
My guess is they're all okay. Single space on the servers.
All right, hold on. I'm just getting an idea of what we are. I'm making a little map.
Should my action
okay,
be
so
to
three guards.
Stop him on the
yeah,
computers?
Okay.
Like,
all right.
To try to hack into the computers?
Just lions.
Yeah, you stop him from doing whatever he's doing.
he dropped the Ecto.
I know.
He plugged it in and walked away.
Dude just killed
him. Well, not what he turned around.
Everything just walks.
Well, figure out what that's doing and stop it from doing what it's doing. Then.
Right.
That's what I figured my objective is going to be.
Ooh. Okay.
I got to send one of my smart rats to unplug it.
Chris,
you don't have them with you.
Yes, I do.
It's vacuum.
So I have them.
It's ungodly level, but okay, it's underneath them.
They're stuck in the pocket.
All right. I got a pocket full of rats.
All right.
I'm not sending my smart rats anywhere.
They're wearing little tiny spacesuits.
Wait, they could. No one said they could.
Does any of your
I rolled an 11.
Smart rats have like
two
little
hits.
Like
who? Oh, all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm under my 40 that I need to hit.
No, that's armor. That's armor penetrating. So roll damage.
Okay.
They
get fray, yeah.
If he dies to a grenade,
it would be just as easy to throw a grenade as it would do.
Suicide bombing rats.
That rat was here.
Well, they pass, but you got a crit, so you
beat him.
All right.
So I'll say, because they pass, though, you miss one of them. You hit two of them.
Okay. So it's with the submachine gun, it's 2d10 plus 3.
Oh, yeah. So you
and
just
an AP of minus 2. Okay. Oh, is it roll damage once? Okay.
Well, yeah, because it's
76.
That's fine. 6, 7, 8. The 11 total.
Okay. What's the AP?
Minus 2.
So 13 total?
Yeah.
All right. It bounces off their armor.
All right.
All right. That's speed one.
At least we know.
Well, if you rolled the crit, it was armor defeated.
Oh, right. No, you're right. It was armor defeated.
Thank you, Ryan.
So, well, the AP doesn't matter, so it's 11.
11.
What happened to my blank sheet? There we go.
Hoop the devil. 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 Hoop the devil.
All right, so these guys are on the right.
I like it.
For those of you who strongly suspected that there was a connection between role playing and Satanism, congratulations.
11.
Well, hooping the devil. So we're fighting the devil.
It's been a while since you've hooped the devil.
Yeah.
You know there's a connection between the devil and Satanism?
Okay. Yeah, you managed to get them both in like the weak points in their armor.
Well, I'm throwing a lot of ledge, so.
Yeah. All right, next up after Derek is Chris.
What about devil inside?
Yes.
You're at 18. You're next.
One of us, the devil inside.
Okay. What you doing?
I guess I'm gonna shoot the fuck out of someone.
Who?
Shooting the living shit out of anything that moves.
Yeah, I'm gonna use gun to shoot one of the guys that Derek didn't shoot.
There's four of them.
Did you shoot the main guy?
No.
I'll shoot him.
Okay. With what?
My lasery guided pistol.
Alright, so shoot him. He gets prey.
I can picture
him. 52 out of 90. It was Mr. White and the
veteran. I used my heavy pistol.
What'd you roll?
52.
Alright, you beat him. So,
fuck you, guy. 3d10 plus 4.
Damn.
That's, 3, 2, and 4. Plus 4. So 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
It bounces off his armor.
There you go.
Oh, my AP is minus 2.
Doesn't matter.
It bounces off his armor. They're all wearing full armor.
Right. They're jacked up.
I'm not a moron. next up are the soldiers. Each of you gets a bullet, courtesy of them.
All right.
Ryan. So
what's Ryan? You roll Frey, right?
I passed my infiltration.
That's true. You guys did pass your infiltration, so they don't know you're there.
That means Ryan and I can get extra bullets.
Well, no, that means that Derek, Chris, and Ryan each get two.
That's fine.
So, Derek, the two you shot are going to shoot at you.
That would make sense.
But they are shooting at reduce because you shot them.
Right.
Do we get to dodge?
No, we don't.
They're not shooting you.
He doesn't see. I get a fray, right? Half.
Yeah.
Yeah. We infiltrated, so right. They can see us.
Yeah.
We round up? Yes. Okay.
No, you round down.
We'll see. I heard yes first.
All right.
I did not.
What did you roll on your fray?
65.
It's bad.
32.
Oh,
it's guns.
Oh, wait.
Nope.
So I didn't have it.
Okay.
So they rolled 65.
We need that for each shot.
Right. All right. Well, yeah. You get shot once.
Okay.
No, you get one fray.
One fray.
I frayed at 85 out of 35. So.
Okay.
Nah. Yeah, I frayed 65 out of 40.
None of us frayed well enough then.
Ryan, you also get shot once. And Chris, you do not get shot.
Yay!
All right. So
I'm the best.
Eric,
yes.
You guys get shot and I didn't.
Whoa. What's your armor?
Is it energy or kinetic?
Kinetic. The shooting with
20.
All right, so
next turn.
The 9 minus 5, so you're fine.
Okay.
And Ryan, what's your armor?
9. 9 kinetic.
There's something wrong with us over here.
Yeah.
Okay, so
this is a weird section.
He has minus 5
That's
AP.
A sexy section.
Which brings your armor down to 4. And he rolled 19.
What the hell?
So I get 15?
Yes.
Oh.
All right. Well, that is... Let's see.
I know what I have to do.
That is one wound for me.
By will times... No. Psalm times 3.
Well, how do you make a penis?
God damn it. 97 out of 90.
Ouch.
You are stunned. You don't fall down because it's 0G. But you...
You're
fuck
like,
that hurts.
How the hell did they hit me?
Okay, how long am I stunned for?
For a speed one.
Okay.
You can get your speed too.
All right.
Which skips Ryan yeah, then, like sorry. James.
Right. Yeah. Like
what are you doing?
I'd call it
I
want
to find out what
penis.
The thing's doing in the computer.
All right, you're going to have to get to
dinosaur,
it.
Okay. The long neck dinosaur.
I do have smoke grenades. Can I throw that down to cover my...
You can. Yes, that's going to fuck everyone though.
Okay, I don't want to fuck everybody.
Because there's going to be a big smoke cloud. So they won't be able to see you, but you won't be able to see them.
You're spell right.
And something.
So right now they're all pretty much concentrating on everybody else, right?
Yeah, but they're facing the door.
Nah,
you won't, Will.
They haven't noticed you yet because of the giant bodies
all.
Floating around. It was Ryan and Chris sort of just burst into the room.
No Viagra flag.
And they know why I was shooting at them.
Yeah, and they know Derek's there because he shot them. Derek announced his presence rather loudly.
With authority.
Yes. So they won't shoot at you this turn because they don't know you're there.
I mean, I can't judge you too badly.
I throw a frag grenade into the middle of them?
You won't. You'd have to pick. They're spread out enough that you can't hit all of them with one grenade.
What happened to you finding out what happened to the machine?
But yeah, if you can throw a grenade at them. I mean, it's going to scatter them. But it's not, I mean, they'll still know you're there. And then they will know you're there, because you would have thrown a grenade.
I'm not going to throw
a knife
face.
At them?
That's announcing where you are.
Okay.
As soon as you attack, they're going to go, hey, look over there, someone's attacking us.
Alrighty.
And Meyer just blew it.
No, you fucked my throat.
Oh, God. It got awfully quiet, and then you said that.
Yeah.
It always gets quiet at the best time.
Yeah.
Will's fault of drawing a penis.
All I did was add a slit to the top of the building.
Oh, and someone drew a face on it.
No, that's a different.
You can still throw. I'm not stopping you for throwing a grenade at them.
That is an original.
I just
kind of
don't
want
to give away my position. I don't,
right.
And I want to be able to get to those computers unnoticed.
See, here's the map.
Well, I'll say if the computer banks, the banks of servers line the entire room.
Okay.
So if you want, you can try to sneak to the closest to you. And interface with that, but you won't know what the ecto he plugged in was.
All right. Well, not this turn. I'd be able to figure it out eventually. Or
well, you'd have to take a turn to get there.
Okay.
You're in the hallway, so you have to get out into the room. And if you want to do it without being seen, that'll be an infiltration check. So that means you would do it more slowly.
All right.
If you want to do it this turn, you can just make a free fall check, but then they'll know you're there.
I would say get there as soon as possible, because it defeats the whole purpose of us coming if we let them do whatever they came to do, even if we kill them all. All
right. I'm 90% sure I'm going to get shot in the back, so yeah, I'm going to go try and get to it.
All right, so give me a free fall check.
28 out of 50.
Okay, yeah, you bounce right in. And just sort of maneuver, you know, you sort of bounce off the wall and make a sharp turn and go right to the bank of servers. So, give me an, interfacing to interface with the server.
Did you just lean over and stick it in your ass?
Okay. Why does it always get nice and quiet when you guys go to say something like that?
It was, not literally.
60 out of 65.
Hypothetically.
Okay.
Yeah.
James, make me a Moxie times 10 check.
Moxie.
Hypothetical 6.
Yeah.
Your total Moxie, not your current Moxie.
Apparently, Wire really wants me.
Times 10?
Yep.
81 out of 60.
Nice vein.
Okay. James.
Yeah.
I'm deciding your actions.
Oh, boy.
All right. Who's next?
What was he?
Oh, James was 15. So, Meyer, you're at 14.
I'm just going to shoot.
Who are you shooting?
Some person.
Are you just shooting one of the random soldiers?
Yeah.
All right, so give me a bump check.
Would I be able to use a Moxie to reverse that?
What did you... if you want to spend a point of Moxie.
81 out of 60, that'll make it 18.
I got a 28 out of 35.
That pass.
I would say, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'm doing that.
I no longer control your actions.
All right, yeah. You failed. Wait, did you succeed in
interfacing? I just failed the Moxie, but okay. Now I passed it. So.
It's fucked up in there.
Oh, God. Like, it'll take, like...
We'll get to that.
It's a mess.
We'll get to that. That's what you get from interfacing with it. It is fucked up in there.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit just got real.
Okay.
He gets prey.
Go for it. I'm rolled. Nope, I failed.
Okay. You miss. And now it is Will and Blake Diaz. So, Ryan, Blake is leaping straight at you.
Okay.
He has little boosters on his armor. So he is coming right at you.
He's close enough to me to do that in a turn?
Well, he's not. He's taking this turn to get to you.
Okay.
And as he's doing it, he's pulling out a knife and a pickle. Baton of some sort.
I would love to see him to Ryan, and Ryan just uppercuts him in his jetpack, taking him into the ceiling.
And he's coming right up. He's going to... he's Ray. Like on top of you, speed one.
Dragon punch.
Okay.
So speed two, he's going to be able to do things to you. All
right, well, he's going to get a face full of my assault rifle first.
All right, well, okay.
Ryan, dragon punch, dragon punch.
Will, what are you doing? Will, what are you doing?
Me?
Yes.
Who's firing at me?
No one. They don't know you're there yet.
Yeah, you came in. You had infiltration.
I'm going to shoot somebody.
Okay. Who are you going to shoot?
One of the soldiers.
Okay. It's going to be at minus 10 because there's stuff in the way. Well, no, it's an additional minus 10.
Oh, now it's minus 20.
Yeah, because there's stuff in the way.
All right, so I'm going to use the best thing I have. Which is my kinetic weapons.
And goes the cooking.
So I'm going to try and use my... I'll try and use my medium pistol.
Can you do a Hadouken instead of that?
So I roll it at minus 20.
But he shot his little kid instead. No, because he's wearing a suit. And the open flame comes out of his mouth.
To the max.
These are crack guys. Kidnapped.
What did you roll?
61.
Well, the sonic boom would work.
If you spend a point of Moxie, you can make it a 16.
That's
right. What's your kinetic weapon skill?
Yeah. Sonic 55, then down to 35.
Well, a 16 would pass then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
point of Moxie.
All right, yeah, you hit him. So roll for damage.
For that, we better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you're not very good.
Okay, roll. Do then. No plus.
I didn't have anything cool to say.
Trying to make some cooking.
Six.
It bounces off.
Even minus 7 AP.
Right.
Yes.
I mustard gas.
All right. Well, that's 13. Ed, last but not least.
What do I get for aiming?
If you spend a turn to aim, it gives you... One second.
It gives you a nice spread.
Well, if you want, you can make a quick aim, which will give you plus 10. Or if you want to spend a full turn aiming, it'll give you plus 30 to hit.
I'll take a full turn gloves. To aim at Mr. Head Guy.
The one who's at Blake Diaz?
At Blake Diaz.
Okay. There's still going to be a penalty because Ryan is in the way.
Right.
Okay.
So you're going to get plus 30 to aim.
Right.
But I mean, it's really going to be like plus 20 because Ryan is in the way.
Okay, that's fine.
Don't
do you have speed 2?
Not again.
No. All right, so we'll have to see how things are when we get back to you then. Speed 2.
I have that.
I have speed 2.
All right, so Derek, you're up first.
I might as well, I don't know if Ryan will be able to, but I might as well shout something like that. Don't block my shot.
I'm really, Ryan, don't block Doc Skelox's shot.
I'm really more concerned with not getting stabbed right now, Doc. Thanks for the hint. Thanks for the tip.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So
if I wanted to, okay. Basically, I'm thinking about the fact that I'm better with my pistols than I am with a submachine gun.
Okay.
If I wanted to dump one and draw the next, I could use this turn to my speed 2 to do that, and then I'd be ready to shoot my next turn.
Yep. Stop
it. That's what I wanted. All
right. So are you going to holster? Or are you just going to drop it and grab?
Well, it's got a strap.
It's not really
a submachine gun. So it's on a strap. So I just. Let it down and draw the guns.
Just so you know, I mean, you have to do it the right way. Otherwise, yes. If you just throw it, it's just going to spin around.
Yeah. No, it would be throw. Yeah, just put it backwards and then just draw.
Okay, that's fine. Chris, what are you doing?
I'm going to shoot one of the guys that didn't leap at Ryan because it's the guy I shot at last time and it didn't go so well.
Okay.
Now that guy's moving.
Yeah. All right. So shoot him. He still gets his spray.
57 out of 90.
All right, you hit him. Roll for damage.
That was 3, wasn't it? 3d10
plus after you said.
4 or something? Yeah, 3d10 plus 4. So 4 and 9 is 13, and another 9 is 22.
What's the AP?
No, I get another die first.
Oh. It was 3d10, and you're 22 with 2.
It was 3d10 plus 4. I started with 4. And then I added the next die.
Right.
So what was that? Was that? And I forgot what number I was at. I hope you guys...
22. One more.
22?
One more. Yeah.
20.
Jesus, it's another 9.
31.
And what's your AP?
2. Minus 2.
Okay.
31.
Yeah, so you do a significant amount of damage to one of them.
Good. Fuck him.
He...
Should have shot him the first time. He could be dead by now.
He passes out in pain.
Oh, good.
He's alive. He'll come to soon, but he just you could see the pain in his face as you. Oh, can I have the hit die, Ryan?
Yeah, get it.
You know what? Don't worry. It's not important though.
Yeah, it's right here.
Ah. You blow a part of his body off. It is the.
Can I? Oh.
The right hand.
You blow. You blow his arm off. No, you did like 30. You blow his arm off.
Yeah.
And he passes out for a bit.
It's alright, he has another one.
Blood starts spurting out until his back suit seals over it.
Oh, right.
Back Who is this?
Automatically.
Random soldier. Ryan.
Alright,
He has less arms than before. Yes.
So, I'm gonna go full auto on my railgun rifle.
Okay.
I can take a minus 10 to make that armor penetrating.
Penetrating?
No, it's an aim, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a call shot.
He would penetrate.
All right, well, I'm going to go for his head, I guess.
Okay.
Penetrate him, Ryan. Penetrate him good.
I'm going to say it's going to be at minus 30 because you're in melee combat. He is on top of you.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ryan, you have a knife or something?
Well,
he can just dive directly into your knife, you know? As he's flying at you, if you just kind of jab at him.
Well, my vibroblade does, like... A d10 of damage, this will do much more.
But the vibroblade wouldn't be at a minus 30.
No, because that's melee.
Yes.
It's right here, attacker in melee combat, minus 30. Because he's like this. I'll demonstrate with Will here. He leapt at you, so he's like here.
Okay.
And you have close. To you have to bring up your assault rifle and try to shoot him.
So viewers, he's
you
very
can just
close.
Drop down onto the floor, and he'll fly right over.
Well,
you.
No, because it's zero G.
He's almost close enough to Ryan to kiss him.
Yeah, you can't dodge.
I'm going to go for a full auto shot, so that'll give me the plus 30.
All right, so you're going to go for plus 30 to hit.
Yes.
Okay, so that cancels out the penalty.
Ryan isn't a girl bot, right?
What do I have to roll to kiss Blake Diaz?
And I rolled a...
girl bot.
25 out of 50 to hit with a...
just
armor defeating with the cold shot.
Well, then it's at minus 40. Because it's another minus 10 for a cold
shot. Right. I started off at 60.
Okay.
Then there's the minus 30, which brings me down to...
Don't worry about what it brings you down. You get the plus 30 for full armor.
Right. So I'm still at 60.
You broke even at 60.
So I'm still at 60. Like, and then it's a 50. So, yeah, 25 out of 50.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
That was 9 years ago.
That was 9 years ago.
And if he's coming at me like that, he can't really fray, can he?
He has a very, very... He's doing 9 years in the past.
Yeah. I thought he was talking about using a lawnmower.
Yeah, no, he doesn't, so roll for damage.
He's not fray.
He doesn't fray.
He drew my ex-girlfriend 9 years ago.
Let me see.
20.
20.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, look at that.
All right.
Someone drew an arrow.
Yeah, so I shouldn't be getting up anything.
Okay, boom! You shoot right at him.
That arrow is coated in
You see his face contort in pain.
I thought it took an arrow to the knee.
You weren't supposed to do that.
It doesn't seem to slow him down very much.
If you wanted a fair fight, you shouldn't have tried to blow me up on Mars.
All right.
I like the Mass Effect.
Ryan, yeah, James, do you have speed too?
I took a rock.
All right, so he's next again. Meyer, do you have speed too?
No, I do not.
Okay.
So wait, he just took 20. He just took 20 damage without taking a wound or having to make a SOM check.
No, he took a wound.
Okay,
it's just not affecting him.
How many rounds do you can you?
He passes his SOM check like a motherfucker.
You don't have to push. You can push speed 2 to speed 3, but that's where it's messes with you.
Three is like the max.
But 2 is okay. Like you can stay 2 for a while and have you.
Yeah. I'm all the way at 3.
I took the NeuroCam when we got the rebuild, and I haven't used it since, so I'm still learning that.
It depends on if you have NeuroCam 1, you get speed 2. If you have NeuroCam 2,
I have 1.
You get. Yeah, okay. So you can only do speed 2.
So Ryan, he's going to try to hit you. He's going to hit you with his shock baton.
Okay.
Yeah. So roll fray.
That's full fray, right?
Yep.
That's 30 out of 70.
All right, he failed. So he swipes at you, but he's still right on top of you.
Ooh, right on top of you.
Really look like anyone else have speed? Will, do you have speed too?
Yeah.
How much ammo do I waste?
It's 10 for full auto.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got someone who's better at drawing braids, draw it.
Realize that my braid drawer doesn't work.
Well, you just didn't do well.
Who's the braid master?
Well, I'm going to switch it over to full auto.
And do what?
Will's gonna draw it.
And get my extra.
Will actually.
And get my extra accuracy.
So you're gonna go for plus 30 to hit. It's either plus 30 to hit or plus 3d10.
I'm gonna go plus 30 to hit because I'm really low on hitting.
Yeah, he has pupil.
Okay, so roll for it. Are you shooting one of the injured ones or one of the uninjured ones?
Injured ones.
All right, there's one that's really injured and two that are kind of injured.
I think the one that's really injured is kind of unconscious, right?
Yeah, he's just floating there.
So pick one that isn't that one.
Yeah. Okay. So roll.
What are things like in some of them?
Things are fucked up. Okay, well, I got 11.
That's a critical hit.
That'll do it.
That's armor defeating, so roll for damage. Unless he also gets an 11, which he did not, so roll for damage.
He did not get an 11.
I'm trying to imagine.
100.
Nice. 100.
Or 20.
Or 20.
Yeah, you kill him. Wait. You can't kill 100 damage with a gun.
Oh, I thought you were rolling to hit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No. 100, a double lot is the best you can roll.
Yeah, right. No, he rolled an 11 to hit.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Armor defeating, and then rolled 20.
You
kill
him
more.
You manage to get your bullets right like in the neck joint on his armor, and his head just sort of floats away, disconnected from his body.
Oh,
Will, give me a will check. Oh. Will times 3.
How many checks?
Stress test.
Yeah, you gotta start doing will. Give me a you check.
Oh, pass it.
All right, that shakes you up a bit though, because that is just more of the blood and carnage that freaked you out so much.
Oh, wait, is my will at minus 10?
No, that's not a minus 10.
Well, it was 40 out of 45.
Okay. So you pass. You're all right, then. James, give me another Moxie times 10 check.
Oh, noisy. That's
better than the brain I handed over here.
Oh. Check something.
I have to double check. How bad I can fuck
really
you in the head?
Or I'm just going to be sitting here. Hmm.
Girl, you must be Jamaican.
Guess you're Jamaican me crazy.
Ooh.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
Are you from Tennessee?
Because
you're the only
10
I see.
Whoa!
I worked with somebody really stupid who was trying to remember that joke, and she goes, "What's that pickup line? Like, what are you, from Texas or something?" Like, no, Laura, that's not it.
Oh, I'm sorry, James.
No.
It's not. Give me,
Cog
plus
Int. You're the only 10 I see.
Uh-huh.
Did you just ask if it was the same Lauren that I was going to ask if it was?
No, it's
just
not that Lauren.
So yeah, your cog Lauren plus your int, roll that's what you're rolling against.
Okay. She's ditzy.
Sometimes.
Very.
I haven't seen her in a while.
But I 40 actually like that
out of 35?
I don't like the Lauren.
Okay. You lose.
I'm from Texas because you have a Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Ass.
Oh,
40 out of 35?
Yeah.
Wait, what's your cog?
20.
And your int is 15?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Yeah.
I should lose, or I'm good.
Oh no, you lose.
Really?
Will still.
You can Moxie to re-roll.
Hey, Will.
I can't reverse
save
it.
No.
Well,
what is it at?
40. It would be a 4.
Yeah, you didn't draw Becky.
You could. You would still lose.
I switched my option.
I guess I'll Moxie.
Yeah. Well, wait. What's your score?
You're dead.
Your total is 35.
Yeah.
You can't win.
You're
they
the
roll
volcano,
57.
Buddy.
Okay.
Ed's living in the past.
So we'll get to you.
Alright.
Sorry, James. Also,
Mario's looking to the future.
Alright. Speed 3. Ryan, are you going at speed 3?
Yeah, I'm pushing my Noracum all the way.
Alright.
What happens if you do that?
You get
hungover.
Yeah,
in the future he's
going to
have a lawnmower on his shaving his. So it'll only affect me later on a 12-hour trip back?
No.
Yeah, well,
it'll affect you.
Then, I'll
first. No, okay.
I'm
well, then,
sure
Chris, you're up first.
Okay.
Shooting
a different guy.
Meyer?
One of the injured ones or
not injured?
Because you're laughing at him.
And I got a 63 out of 90.
You beat his spray.
You kind of laughed at Meyer.
So, that's a 4. 7.
What are you shooting him with?
Meyer has a future.
At what?
No, I'm not.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
How are you doing 4d10 damage?
Laser guided armor piercing pistol rounds? I don't know. That's what it says right here.
3d10
plus
4. 3d10 plus
4.
Oh, okay. 3d10.
Yeah. You're saying 40. 40.
Oh, 4 to start. Okay. Yeah.
4. And then I rolled a die and
okay,
it.
Yeah,
so 4 and 7. 7
it's 11.
11.
Go ahead.
And then
15.
And one more is
25.
Ugh.
And what's the AP? 2?
Yeah.
Minus
2?
2.
Yeah.
So 25 and minus 2. All right, so that brings him down.
It's like so much bigger than our bot, like half a bot.
Yeah, that's not. He is not doing well.
Did you expand her vagina?
It's not really drawn to scale.
It's like I was adding crabs.
Yeah.
Why does someone tend to just take her arm?
It's her legs.
It's supposed to
be. I know it's her legs, but it looks like her hairy arm.
All right, Ryan, what are you doing?
Well, they're hairy legs.
I'm going to go ahead and shoot leg again.
All right.
The legs just me.
The only. I guess same full auto. Is he attacking me this round? Okay, so yeah, same. Same 3d10 to hit, so I'm at 50.
Right.
And I rolled a 36 out of 50.
You beat his prey.
Okay.
So roll for damage.
So. Is my dick hair braided?
Yeah.
24.
Yeah, it is.
And it's armor defeating.
Alright, yeah, you fuck him up good.
Whoa!
He is a bloody mess.
Good for him.
But he does not seem to care.
Oh.
It just threw me off.
So he's coming at you again, Ryan.
The guy with the lawnmower shaving the dick hair, that didn't do anything for me. It's the braided dick hair.
29 out of 70.
He failed again. Well, this did not go the way I expected. That's all right.
Well, he's full of fucking bullets.
Yes, yes,
he's
he is.
He's gonna miss me.
All right, so next round.
You guys are probably gonna have to go this round. You guys are probably gonna have to.
That was speed three.
Right.
We haven't gotten back to you yet.
Right. Oh, we're starting over the round.
That was still the first round of combat.
Holy crap!
Some of us got to go three times.
Yeah. Now we're back to speed one, and we're back to Derek.
Right. Okay.
This is why we're in combat, guys.
Yeah. So I was shooting at the three who were closest to me. One of those is now dropped.
One of those is dead.
One has injured and one is not injured.
But one is injured and one is very injured.
Okay. I'll just shoot it again. They're the closest two. But I have... I'm using my handguns now, so I have... I can shoot each.
So you're just doing one each.
Yeah, one each.
Okay, so they make two different.
You're doing all this stuff. I'm just like
one of them is still unconscious.
Did I spell voyeurism right?
Okay,
moving out of the way.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like there should be a U.
First one, 47.
It's E U R
out of
80. No, I'm sorry, 90. I've switched guns.
Okay, beat us, right?
So I do the damage for that, or we do the
just do the other ones.
Okay, sure. Oh shoot. And that would be a 15.
All right, you hit both of them. So roll for damage. All right.
I really want to fucking Death Wish 2, Blake. Shoot my grenade at him and
11,
rocket propel him into space.
11 on the first with an AP minus 10.
I know.
And 10 on the second with an AP minus 10.
Oh, no, that was
you killed both.
3. Damn.
This is why I use handguns.
It wouldn't be enough force to rocket him across the room.
Ah.
Every time Chris is here,
Chris
starts this.
There's three guys left. All the ones on the right side of the room are dead, courtesy of Derek.
Thank you.
You severely injured one, and there are two more that are just fine.
Then I'll shoot one of the just fines.
Okay.
There's four guys left, because you guys are going to probably kill my character now.
45 out of 90.
Okay.
Because I was given an impossible number to beat.
Yeah, he didn't pray, so roll for damage.
4 and...
Sorry, James.
5, that's 9.
All right, I always have 1.
17. And 4, 19, 20. 20, and it's minus 2, I think.
20 and minus 2.
Yes.
Yeah, so you hurt him.
Hmm? He was dick to death.
The soldiers are up next. All right. One of them is throwing a grenade at you, Derek.
Okay.
One of them is going to be shooting Chris.
Yeah.
And one of them is going to be shooting Will. So.
Can I dodge a grenade?
Yeah, you can dodge.
Fray at half, right?
No, it's full fray.
Sweet.
Full fray?
Yeah, well, because it's not a bullet.
It's
the
just
reason
coming at
fray,
me.
The reason guns are at half fray
is
the bullets move so much.
I thought you said shooting. What are they doing?
They're shooting you.
Derek first.
I'm sorry, I'm first. Yeah, okay. And I rolled a 77 out of 80.
Okay, All right. You
between
beat
them. The raindrops.
Yeah, so it's going to explode harmlessly behind you. Chris, one of them is shooting at you. So you roll right.
There's a reason why
you
built this character.
Yeah, I didn't pass. Should have been 34 and I got 37.
He missed you anyway.
Damn.
He missed you anyway.
Yeah, fuck him.
And Will, one of them is shooting at you.
So I'm going to shoot him next turn.
Roll your fray at half. Minus 10. He missed.
Okay.
So I didn't need to give you the cursed dice.
No, I'm not.
I was gonna hit that anyway.
Next up
makes
is
up for the
16,
last time
Ryan.
Played, right?
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna expend the rest of the ammo in my magazine to go full auto again.
All right, so minus
just
10.
Keep going with it.
Still up for
15.
Second.
Okay.
That's 10.
I just shot him.
He actually dodged that one. He moves his head out of the way, and you right next to him. So 15. James!
James!
Shoot Ryan!
I thought you were doing my actions for me.
I am. Shoot Ryan!
Okay,
Ryan.
Roll for it.
Yeah, you roll.
You get to roll for it. Right,
well, he's telling you what to do, but your body doesn't.
No, James, you get to use your regular dice.
This is what
you've been
have.
Using this die the whole time, right?
If you didn't have a weapon drawn,
well,
you'll have to spend a turn to draw a weapon.
Since Blake isn't doing well anymore, you could throw that high explosive grenade at
him. I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. I was actually going to tell you, I have the high explosive grenade.
So, Ryan, give me a perception check.
Okay.
At minus 30, because you're somewhat involved right now.
No, that's a critical fail.
Oh,
right.
No.
So, James, make your thrown weapons check at plus 10.
Wait, how does me not notice
that's
him?
True. Yeah, you don't get a bonus.
Like
40 out of 50.
All right, Ryan.
Not cursed enough.
Nope.
So roll for damage, James.
Or cursed in that they just come up with exactly what you don't want.
Yeah.
And stop using the cursed dice.
All right. They're
actually, what's the damage on the high explosive grenade, James? I'll roll it.
1d10 plus 10.
Oh, that's a potential 20 pointer.
I rolled. You know what? You can roll it.
Oh.
I'm not telling you what I rolled.
A 10?
No.
You rolled an 8.
Well,
thanks, Ed.
Ed's better than a 10.
Thanks, Ed.
Well, he was gonna. I know Alex. He would have. If you didn't tell him, he would have made it 10.
I'm getting blowed up.
No, James. A high explosive grenade is 3d10 plus 10.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong thing.
Oh,
don't worry. I'll roll it for you.
Oh, that's my.
Yeah, it's all right. He's been rolling shitty. Let him roll it.
No, this is not gonna roll shitty. It's gonna three. It's 3d10. And I represent percentiles at that point.
It's all right. Ryan is used to his limbs getting blown off his body.
Right.
True. This is old hat.
That's energy, right?
That's what I'm double checking.
I think so.
Yeah.
Unless it's a frag grenade.
You're hoping for
it's
energy.
It's a high explosive.
Is that right, Ryan?
What?
You're hoping for energy.
Well, it gives me one extra point, so it's not.
Yeah, it's energy.
It's energy.
So what's your armor?
10.
All right, so Ryan, you take 11 points of damage.
Oh, that's another wound.
Two people who lose their limbs a lot.
Owie. Be thankful it wasn't what I rolled.
Limb loses.
Right, that was after his armor.
Yeah, limb loses.
So
limb
how many wounds is that now?
That's two.
All right, so give me a sound times three.
Because he has a desert virus.
There's no way I can, like, try to resist these things?
Yeah, 28 out of... 28 out of 90.
Attacking and then
that was your trying to resist roll. The one you failed before.
Oh. Well, because I thought I passed the first one.
Well, no, that I actually shouldn't have made you roll Moxie times 10. That was the wrong roll.
Right.
It was supposed to be your cog plus int. Right. In competing against the virus, which has a cog of 40 and an int of 40.
Nice.
We're gonna have to kill you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry.
Doesn't that give him stress?
No, he's not him anymore.
Oh, he's completely gone?
Yeah, it took over his brain.
There's no way I can fight it.
There's no more Elise.
Uh-huh.
There is no Dana,
well,
only
you know,
Zool.
James, give me a stress test, which is Will times three.
Will, roll yourself three times.
76.
Out of?
45.
All right, so James... you could take 7 points of stress because you realize what's going on, but you're not in control of you anymore.
And I still
you're
can't keep resisting. I can't resist every turn.
No,
like you just all right.
You're riding shotgun in your body.
Okay. Oh God!
So you know everything you're doing.
Could we? I really don't want to throw that grenade.
Well, good news, Ryan. It kills Blake.
All right. Well.
Did you pass your sound check?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
how many things are stressed today?
You killed Blake. Good job.
It's not like it's going to matter. I'm going to die anyway.
Ryan, it doesn't blow off your arm, but your left hand is kind of useless now.
All right.
And full of trap.
All right.
All right, so that was James Meyer.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
At least I killed Blake.
I want to shoot him
a high five.
All right, so there are three guys left. One is really hurt, one is kind of hurt, and one is A-okay.
Oh, I'll take that really hurt
And there's
one.
Also Elise.
And there's Elise.
Did anyone else notice that I just threw that grenade?
Well, that's... everyone.
I didn't.
Yeah, everyone else but Ryan, give me a perception check.
Okay, I don't think I would, but...
Well, you know,
I
Derek,
I noticed.
And Will at minus 30 because you're involved in...
I got 21.
I got 53 out of 55.
21 out of
30. Wait, what the hell? Perception?
And minus 30.
I actually rolled a 30, which passes.
Okay.
But it doesn't make any sense in the scenario,
like
but okay.
I failed it. I didn't notice.
Well, it's just
your fighter's reflexes
check,
are so...
Yeah, I guess that's what's going on.
You're
shot
all over
the
battlefield.
Yeah, that's true.
It would have been a crit if it didn't...
it's just
a
perception. You just don't notice it.
All right.
No,
I was actually hoping in that situation to not roll a good roll. For role-playing purposes.
I didn't notice the grenade went off.
No,
you
just
don't notice where it came from.
Yes, you all noticed the grenade goes off.
Right.
Everyone who passed their check
yes.
notices that Elise is the one who threw it.
Okay.
But you, was she throwing it at Blake and missed?
Right.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't make sense for her to throw a grenade if we're in hand-to-hand combat.
Now,
so.
Can I make an idea check to put two and two together that she just went over to the computer and...
Yeah, idea is, it's either int times three or cog times
three. It's my turn.
It'll be cog.
Oh, yeah, it's my turn.
I'm just going to shoot a leaf.
Well, I'm just making a check.
No, that's fine. Okay.
So I'm just going to shoot a leaf.
You're a cold motherfucker.
I'm shooting her. I got... What's my 30?
35. 35 to 35. Ooh. All right, so James, give me fray at half.
What do you use?
A particle beam.
What do I do for fray?
The particle beam?
Dodge.
Particle.
Is your fray in half?
Gun.
55 out of
15. Skill.
Particle.
Oh, so it's particle. 96 out of 15.
All right, yeah. So Maya, roll for damage.
Okay.
Ed, yeah, she's probably infected with something.
I'll roll this. Yeah.
Would it be weird if all of a sudden right now I just went, wow, pow, and started beating the shit out of these
people? I got...
There was nothing left but crumbs.
Wouldn't be that odd.
24.
What's the total AP?
I've seen you do armor.
Minus two.
James, what's your armor?
Well, that's...
Which one?
You really should
energy.
Use me.
Oh, particle beam bolter?
So you roll 22.
Minus 24.
Whether or not to think
24. So, James, you take 22 damage.
Okay.
Well, odd indicates out of the
how many wounds is that?
If you're doing it. It might be odd for somebody else.
Your WT is your wound threshold.
Right.
And if that's... What's WT on your sheet?
Six. So I take three?
So you divide... Yeah, you divide by that.
All right.
I got her.
James. Mm-hmm. He blows your left leg off.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the best.
Really weird thing... Give me another stress test. It doesn't hurt.
That should have hurt.
54 out of 45.
Oh, my... That's alarming.
All right, so James, you can take three more stress.
Okay.
That should hurt. It doesn't. You don't really notice. It kind of tingles. Doesn't hurt, though.
Should have hurt, didn't.
On the best.
I don't know why I started becoming Wheatley.
I'm sorry. I have to co-opt you, James.
That's okay.
Hey.
That should have hurt. Should have hurt.
James, that leg is now mine.
All right, so Will, you're
I'm
up
really
next.
Glad I'm really glad.
You don't have to tell me. It's not mine.
There are three soldiers left. One is really hurt, one is kind of hurt, one's fine. And Elise.
That's fine.
But no, you didn't notice her throw. You didn't notice her throw the grenade.
No,
you don't know
so I'm
going to
fire mine out, my kinetic machine gun, with my one clip of bitter.
Wait, what are you doing?
I wouldn't touch it.
Taking my mechanic machine gun with my one clip of a bitter.
Fighter.
A bitter is not the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Look at its head with all the fake blood.
You know what? I'm going to go for the... the guy's not...
You're going full auto? Are you going extra to hit or extra damage?
How close am I and how...
Eight. You're across the room.
Am I still minus 20 or am I minus 10?
No.
You're still... Well, you're at minus 10. You've moved stuff out of the way, but you still have a minus 10 from your trauma.
Okay, well, that's better.
That isn't
so I'm going to do that.
Do what?
I'm going to extra die roll. Extra dice.
Are you doing extra, you doing for extra damage or
extra damage.
To hit?
Extra damage.
Okay, so roll your kinetic weapons at minus 10.
James, you're our first legitimately exurgent infected player.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
What does he win?
Horrible
death. I all of you shooting at me.
He wins.
Wasn't Chris?
No, Chris just thinks he is, but he isn't really. See, mitochondria.
No, Chris, Ryan, you were
technically.
But you offed yourself.
Yeah. Well, before it actually took control of my brain.
So he can never play Elise again.
Right? Okay, so 20.
Well, you just have to download.
No, yeah, we'll have to restore Elise from a backup that wasn't corrupted. I get 4d10.
All right, so roll for it.
Unless it's a smart virus, and
at least
it can't transmit to his backup.
Yeah, he would have to. It would have to take his body back to the backup, the resleeving facility, and back up and overwrite whatever.
Which if we don't kill it, it would try to do.
Yes, but it would probably take a while. Would definitely take a while.
12. 20, 26.
Shit.
What's your AP?
It's a great picture.
Is that vomiting sperm in the vagina?
Yeah, it's been vomiting sperm for a while, right?
I haven't seen it.
What are you wrong?
I haven't seen any of the updates.
26.
All right, I'm just you kill him.
No, which one?
The one that was okay.
Oh, that's good.
I'm trying to wrap this up now. All right, so there's two left. Ed, what are you gonna do?
I am gonna because it's what I.
I'll say you can just modify your aim and get +20 instead of +30.
Okay, I'm gonna just
make the aim at Elise then.
At Elise?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to get rid of your aim, because that's, like, completely moving over.
Well, because you said that Blake is dead. That's what I was aiming
at. Right, no, I know. So the guy you were aiming at is dead. Mm-hmm. So Blake was in front of you. Elise is all the way over to your left. Right. If you want to just slightly adjust...
Okay, there's two guys over there.
I'll just slightly adjust then.
All right, so that'll be at plus 20.
Okay.
Are you going for the one that's kind of hurt or really hurt?
Kind of hurt.
All right. So roll it.
I shot her leg off.
So that's plus
80. I'm the best guy in this game.
So I no longer have high explosive grenade. That is 8 out of 7, yes. Boss.
All right, you hit him. Roll for damage.
I'm the best. I shot Elise's leg.
Oh. Well,
you're the best.
I guess I have to give you that.
He killed 6 people, but were any of them
8, 9, 10. That's 11 with an AP minus 2.
You killed.
His armor absorbs it.
I shot her leg.
Okay.
He killed her leg.
Yeah.
Elise's
speed
leg.
2.
His name was Elise.
Derek.
Yes.
Oh, speed 2. Two guys left.
All right. I'll...
Going to chat you on Fathom again?
Yep.
All right. So...
One at a time.
Yep.
Oh, wait a second, Derek.
You.
You realized Elise was shooting, right?
I realized Elise threw the grenade.
How'd you do last time?
But I also realized we have people who I have to take care of before... I mean, like, Elise is over here.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
I'm just
so yeah.
I'm just saying, if you kill both of them and then it's my turn, I can't shoot Elise because I didn't notice.
Yeah, right. That's metagame.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I would know that.
I got the metagame.
I can't do that. I play what I would be doing.
All right.
So I'd be like, okay, I'll get there in a second.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. First one up. It's 72 out of 80.
18 grenades.
Not
left.
90.
Oh, fuck.
That one of them critted their dodge roll.
Okay.
That was a really hurt one.
Okay. First one was 70.
He float out of the way.
What? All right. And then this one was a 70 out of 90.
No, he fell.
Okay. Just roll one?
Yeah.
We're down 14 guys.
14.
Yeah, and 18 grenades.
It bounces off his armor.
Oh, yeah?
He doesn't have 18 arms.
Oh, I still got some.
Crazy. With an AP minus 10, that's awesome.
Oh, wait. With AP minus 10.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's 14 and AP minus 10.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You didn't say that.
I'm sorry.
All right. So, no. Then he gets hit.
Okay.
He is very badly injured.
All right.
He's like a Zora.
Chris.
Rose arms.
There are two very badly injured guys.
All right. I'm going to take... Oh, wait. All the guns can burst fire, right?
Not sniper rifles.
Oh, okay, but I was using a pistol.
Yes, that can burst.
Let's
burst or full auto.
I want to full auto the other two with my pistol.
Okay.
Can I just solve the whole problem about who knows and just go, Elise is infected?
Yes.
Yes, in fact you can. All
right, well, you're going to have to wait till next turn, though.
Right.
Well, you can get that as a free action. Yeah.
That's
speaking.
True. All right. Chris, you hear Doc Helox go, Elise is infected.
I'll still spray the last two guys.
Okay. So, yeah, it's one. It's minus 20 for the two targets.
I was going to say,
plus what for spraying? Doesn't that get a bonus?
No, that is because you're trying to hit multiple targets.
Right.
I was going to say over the cards.
You get if you're going full. If you're going full auto, it's either plus 30 to hit or plus 3 d10 damage.
No, we'll do plus 30 to hit.
All right.
And so minus 20, so I get plus 10. So I get 100 for my skill, so I just don't roll.
Just don't roll 99.
At least it's through the mesh, so I probably just shit. 79.
Well,
we're probably
roll for damage.
We're like laser linked or radio linked or something.
How do I do that? Do I roll?
Just roll once, because it's they're not like separate.
You're just gonna, you're just going.
So 4 and 7, that's...
I should tell them that Elise is...
11, right? 11 and 7 is 18,
and we
one
have
is 19.
Yes!
You kill them.
Yes! Thank fucking Christ.
What?
I just realized, we're not tacneted.
No, you're not.
Because Elise is infected, it could infect all of us.
I was the tacnet admin.
Yeah, you were the
tacnet. But you didn't rebuy a tacnet after you were vaporized.
Right. Yeah, we did.
Shut up, Ryan!
Well, no, it wouldn't have been active anyway, because we're not meshed.
When did you buy the tacnet?
I don't remember.
When we rebought all of our gear.
I don't remember you rebuying the tacnet.
Oh, huh?
I don't recall one way or the other, but shut up, Ryan.
I remember sitting here just a few minutes ago thinking, they forgot to rebuy a tacnet.
Well, it's a good thing that we didn't rebuy a tacnet, because then we'd all be infected with the exurgent virus.
Yep. Yeah.
And then there'd be exurgent use running around out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would have been so fucked. That would have totally thrown off every plan I had for my game. All right. Yeah, so all the soldiers are dead. Elise, you get to go at speed 2.
How is that possible?
DeBarge fired.
You're not you anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm doing really awesome.
Yeah.
I'm doing all the worst things.
What grenades do you
I'm
have?
I'm doing great. I wish I was aiming at the right people.
Grenades left, a smoke grenade, and they're sticky, by the way, so they can stick to things.
Yeah, those smoke grenades. That'd be good.
And I have a shard.
Oh, I know you have your shard.
Let James attack us. Let's, James, go to town on us. Do your worst.
I do. It's not my choice.
What's a shard?
It's a pistol.
He's gonna
yeah,
die.
So... Who is he throwing the grenade at?
I'm furthest away.
3, 4, 5... Oh, just let me grab a
d6.
All right.
Roll a d6. Roll a d6.
Meyer!
Yes.
You did shoot his leg off.
It makes a lot of sense.
Not me.
So, Meyer, you can make your fray. You get to roll full fray. James, no penalties. Roll your throw weapon skill.
Go!
84 out of 50.
36 out of 40.
All right, Meyer, you jump out of the way.
Oh, God.
Will and Ed are still in the hallway. Guys, give me a perception check. Will and Ed.
You should probably yell grenade as you die.
What?
Three.
I yell grenade, by the way.
Didn't see anything.
All right. So, Ed, give me a fright check.
I'm going to moxie it. And automatically succeed.
All right. So, spend a point of moxie. Because
I don't want to blow up.
Will... What's your energy armor, Will?
It's 23.
Grenade!
Damn.
Wait, frag grenade, James? Oh, it's kinetic. What's your kinetic armor, Will?
Well, since I'm wearing a vac suit, because...
You're not wearing a vac suit, you're wearing armor.
I'm not wearing a vac suit?
No, you can't wear a vac suit and armor.
Really?
Yes.
I thought I was wearing both.
Well, he would have to wear a vac suit, otherwise he...
The armor's vac sealed.
Okay.
Can I wear an armored vac suit?
Okay, 23.
All right, so Will, take three damage.
Not a lot.
As all of a sudden, holy shit, a grenade explodes right by you.
It's a large catalog.
It's distracting, though. Someone just threw a grenade at you. You don't know who.
You thought everyone was dead.
Wait, he hurt. Oh, yeah, you haven't said the police yet.
No, I did.
No, he said Elise is infected, but someone just threw a grenade. Like, this has been, like... Two seconds. So
right.
Everything's still happening really quickly.
I also yelled grenade.
So it's like, Elise is infected, grenade!
Hey, Will's a grenade.
Grenade!
Yeah. Speed 3.
Yes.
Speed 3? Well,
so Chris, you're first.
Yeah, wow.
Derek didn't have big
speed. Nope. No. I'm good.
They never made a speed 3.
Yes,
good.
Did.
This, thank God.
Speed 2.
Chris.
Cruise control.
You still haven't. Oh, Ed said Elise is infected. So now you're like, oh, yeah, look. She doesn't have a leg, and it looks like she just threw a grenade at Ed.
So I shoot her.
Okay. All right.
It's her turn.
How do you look like you just threw a grenade?
She has a pin in her mouth.
It's really more of a button. But all right, so make
her... She's wearing a helmet, so she wouldn't really be able to...
She's wearing a shirt that says, I just threw a grenade.
All right, so James, you get to make a full fray.
60 out of 90. 33
out of 30.
He dodges out of the way like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Or she.
He does.
James, stop rolling well.
That was a fail.
Wait, 33
that was a
out
critical
of
fail.
Out of 30.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Wait, your full fray is 30?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Never mind, then.
Yeah, critical fail, bitch.
I thought I heard 33 out of 60. Sorry.
Dodges into.
Yeah, so, Chris, I'll say that's armor defeating. So roll for damage.
Okay. That's 4, and what is that?
A gun! I've got to get out of the way of your gun!
I don't know, I'll only roll more. 11 and 5, 16.
What's the AP?
2.
I noticed I've been rolling really shitty since I got taken over, so I'm okay with this.
What's your armor, James?
12.
Yeah, and how much? How many hit points do you have left?
Up to your durability.
Was armor defeating. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Armor defeating. What did you roll?
My durability is 30.
18? 18, did I say?
I think so.
I think I thought you said 12, but all right.
Oh, wait.
18.
No, it was either
James, you take
18
damage.
Then I'm dead.
Well, is that your dur?
Oh, your
my dur is 30. My dr is 45.
Yeah, so what does that put you at?
That puts me at 30.
No, you're still going.
Right.
Whoa.
Your durability is the point where you're in so much pain that you pass out. Your DR is you're dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I got 15.
Wait.
I'm not.
Are you sure? Because right, my durability is DUR. It's way lower than my DR.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Your durability.
Durability is the point that you're in so much pain that you pass out. Your DR is your death rating.
Oh. Right.
Oh.
The point where you die.
I heard you say that backwards somehow.
No.
Okay.
I'm dead.
I died. Quickly.
Damn.
All right, so, James, an arm goes flying off.
The stress, please.
I should miss that.
No, you're starting to get used to it now, James.
Your arms off.
Which is kind of weird.
Before I even pass out.
Maybe I enjoy it. Releases into weird things.
All right, so, Ryan, are you still going at speed 3?
Yeah.
At least he's still moving.
I think the one... The one pistol that I still have a hand to use, arm slides coming out, pistols at the ready, and I'm going to unload on Elise.
Full auto?
Yeah.
To hit or for damage?
For damage.
All right.
She's bad at damage.
Kill me.
She's bad at damage.
All right, so James, you still get your full fray.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Full fray, missing two limbs.
16.
39 out of 70.
All right, so Ryan, roll for damage.
Okay, so that's 5d10.
Horses damage multiply.
6.
There we go, crabs.
17.
Ooh, she has crabs now?
No.
20.
What's the AP?
AP is minus 8.
So, James, you have 12 armor?
Yep.
So you take 16
the
damage.
The king crab, he gets his own deck.
All right. It just goes right through, shatters the face mask on his helmet, and just splatters Elise's brains all inside of her suit. And a little bit out the back as you shoot through it.
We did a...
Well, that's unfortunate.
I'm gonna go unplug the thing he plugged in.
That was actually my next move.
Okay. Yeah, you go unplug the Ecto.
And smash it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I'm gonna ask first. I'm gonna shoot this thing.
I would like to go over with my doctor bag to Amir and start patching him up.
With like
Amir barely
damage.
Got hurt.
Yeah.
I have
Ryan's the one who has an arm hanging.
Yes.
Maybe Lucas would need some help.
Patching him up.
All right, give me a medicine check.
No, here Amir and Lucas were like, what the?
You just go over to Amir has like a paper cut.
You castle. What are you doing, man? That's Amir.
Come here, Amir. So you have a general medicine?
Wait, yeah, fix Damien.
So roll it.
Are you going to fix a head wound? Drop a arrow on my neck?
Someone fix Elise.
I got a 54 out of 65.
Okay. Ryan, you can heal back 5.
5, okay.
I'll say he manages to reattach your arm.
Let's see what
It's not really functioning, but it's not hanging there limply anymore.
Let's see what we can do with that arm. Right,
that's still two wounds.
Yeah, but your arm isn't just hanging there anymore.
That's good.
I have medicine.
It looks a lot better.
That's just you. That's like in your blood.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have that too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
That lets you. I mean, he'll heal more quickly.
I have that as well.
Medicines let you ignore a wound in battle, and you'll heal more quickly.
Actually, that's right. I should have lost 10 points off of that, but I still passed. Anyway.
You know,
okay.
You know, it's fair that Elise was the one to die because it was her money that from the death fund. So
yeah, it's true.
I still get my free body.
Yeah. Well, Elise, I mean, that's what the money is for now.
Right.
No, so I don't get my free one?
No, you did.
Well, it is.
No,
you don't have to pay for it.
I lost my ruster.
When you got
money. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I lost my ruster that I paid for.
Right.
I still get one.
You still get a free body.
He never got it. He just went to
that's,
an old
that's what the
well,
money that you stole is
she's
for.
In a better place.
So you don't have to pay
she's
for bodies.
She's back on the base. I didn't have to pay for my first one.
Or now Mars. You don't have to pay for any of them.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, so you, Chris, you go over, pull the Ecto out.
Yeah.
I'm going to destroy this.
Do it.
Good idea.
You know, you just
throw it on the ground and...
Okay, that's you.
Whatever.
I'll
step on it.
The Ectos are actually flexible, so you wouldn't be able to just snap it. You'd have to
it's like a floppy disk?
Ectos can be anything. Like, they can be woven into your clothing, jewelry.
So what was this one?
It's just like a little credit card size thing.
Oh.
You can just shoot it. I'm not going to make you
shoot it or cut it with a knife or something.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can I knock on the guy's door that we saved?
There is no door. Yeah, it's, just all... it's just a giant bank of servers.
Yeah, they were on the servers.
And it goes dark.
I don't think we really saved them.
Oh, well, a few seconds later, one of the servers slides up. There's a small creche. And
Ed Kresh?
No Ed Kresh.
What's a
creche?
It's like a small...
There's a small creche. That creche has awfully big hands for such a small fellow.
A very lanky crush.
What are you talking about?
A steel morph comes walking out, looking somewhat as much as a expressionless robot can, looking dazed and confused.
There he is!
Does he know that I have the Pac-Man virus?
It's Proxy Black, everybody.
Steel.
Proxy Steel.
No, I meant Black.
Oh. Good work, he says to you all.
Thank you.
If you had gotten here about 5 minutes sooner, it would have been better, but this will do.
He loaded something onto your computers.
Yes, it was the exurgent virus.
Yes, we kind of figured that out.
I'm going to throw the card.
I point to Elise.
One of my team's down.
Ah, that's very unfortunate. I'm sorry. We shall have to return to Mars. Unfortunately, I was not able to download everything into this body. I got my personality and some mission-critical information. Unfortunately, what I managed to grab before I ran away from the virus was mainly that there is more mission-critical information that I was not able to grab. Somewhat unfortunate.
Do you have any redundancies?
I'm
going
to chuckle to myself at the image of Proxy Steel running away from something.
You do so.
Yes. Ed, give me another idea check. Either cog times three or int times three.
That's 18 out of 55.
All right, you chuckle to yourself and then realize it's probably a good thing he ran away from it.
Yeah.
Yes, I do have a backup nearby. There is a ship. We can head there, but first I think we should probably get Ms. Menendez back.
Menendez?
How are we going to do that way out here?
Well, we said we would have to return to Mars. It's only about a 12-hour trip. And then it will be another 12 hours to my backup ship.
To the Sheila 2.
What?
The Sheila 2.
The Sheila 2.
Oh. Is that what you named it?
Yeah.
Nostalgia.
She comes from a long line of Sheilas, including Sheila 1.
It's also the previous
and Sheila 1.5.
Unfortunately, due to the damage to my servers, I can't remotely access the backup. We'll have to go there physically so I can download myself into the backup servers.
All right, well, we'll escort you there.
What are we doing with these? They're pretty ruined now, I would imagine.
Yes. Well, I'll set the self-destruct on the base, and we should be on our way before that.
We could have blown stuff up.
Yes, well, unfortunately, we can't leave these floating around out here. If any unlucky AGI were to sleeve themselves into it, they would become a Titan.
Okay.
Well, that's not what we want, is it?
Don't like that at all.
No. No, we don't need any more Titans running around the system. Shall we be on our way?
Yes.
Let's.
The sooner the better.
Is there anything of note floating around in all these bodies worth looting?
Yeah. They're just soldier weapons and stuff.
Okay.
I would like to take their cortical stacks.
But that's only 250
cortical stacks. All their cortical stacks are burned out. They all had dead stitches.
Okay.
As you get closer, you see that they all have black... Like, you pull off helmets, and they all have black scorch marks on their neck from their dead switches. Prometheus Syndicate soldiers are not to be taken alive.
No.
Yeah, we were really lucky the one time we got that one guy.
Yeah. Yes, so you can't loot any of their stacks.
Do
they have any implants that are worth taking?
You'd have to operate on them to find out.
Take all the time, though.
Doc, we have no time.
I don't plan on being on this rock long enough to do that.
Let's get out of this slaughterhouse
and drag them to the ship and operate them.
I just didn't know if there was anything laying around that you know would.
Just
you
I mean,
know.
They most of the things that they brought to, and set up with them were destroyed.
Okay.
In the fight.
Can I take Blake Diaz's body with us?
Sure.
And dig through him for...
For
implants and stuff.
Yeah.
I stop you.
What?
Much as he is an asshole, he was my old CO.
Show probably the got some good shit.
Show the man some respect.
This is just one Blake Diaz. There's lots of them.
And believe me, he finds out you've been cutting on him, he'll come for you too.
He's already coming for us.
That's right.
Next time he'll be smarter than to bring a knife to a gunfight.
He might have something valuable. Come on, who put your arm back on? Who's the charming crow you know?
Who's your friend?
Lucas just walks away muttering to himself in Portuguese.
I have to continue to take Blake Diaz's body onto the ship with me.
Okay, you drag it back to the ship. We'll deal with that next time.
I'm gonna say a little prayer for Elise, because I decided just now that since Lucas is Portuguese and biocon, he's probably very Catholic.
Okay.
Actually, I think I might have changed my stance about you taking the body.
Honestly, I don't think you should do it just because he might have booby-trapped himself. He might have other exurgent.
He could just be infected with the exurgent virus.
All right, we'll leave it.
So, let's pretend I never took your side and instead said, it could be infected, I'd leave it.
All right.
Okay.
The same voice.
It's slightly
it's kind of lazy, doesn't it?
Dude.
Alright, so you all head back to the ship.
Gosh.
Pulls out.
Let's go back to the ship for like four.
After you get about a kilometer away, you could turn back through, look through a window, and you see the asteroid just.
Yeah, we did
see
it.
We see it, but we don't hear it.
You don't see shit.
We blew up an asteroid on purpose this time.
And Proxy Steel actually says to you, good job, everyone. Thank you.
He said, good job. We got a compliment from Proxy Steel, everybody.
We get a plus two to karma.
All right, so I'm going to save this second half of the game.
I make sure I record that, so whenever I'm down...
You record everything. Everyone always records everything.
That's favorite.
So we're going to have to make a slight detour to Mars to pick up a fresh Elise. And then
we're probably
going to
get some upgrades.
I like...
Just saying, if it's on the company dime...
Well, no, your body is on the company dime.
I know.
If you want to upgrade from there, you have to pay for it. Not out of the $2 million you stole. Out of your own money.
I know. I can do that.
But we'll deal with that next time.
We all, you know.
All right. So you can each get 3 res points.
Yeah.
Because we only played half a game.
That's all right.
Did it.
And do we ever get paid for this job? No.
No.
You can use res points to get money, though.
You can use res points to get money, yeah.
Although we do try and steal money, but usually it gets taken from us.
It got taken from you once. Because, I'm sorry, I can't have you walking around with 3 million credits.
I wasn't going to say
you really could've
spend it on stuff.
Well, there was that one game where we made like 200 grand a piece.
I walk around with 225 grand. That's what I walk.
You guys
are walking around
money as it is.
So how about this?
I have 3 grand.
How about this?
Well, because you didn't make the big bet.
Next time we get a little downtime, I'll start a fight with somebody, and you can all press the bets again. And I'll make us some money.
I'm at $156,000, so I'm pretty
good. You guys are pretty good. All right, so you each get 3 rest points, and you can each get 1 nomination, too. So, Derek?
15. Oh. I normally nominate.
This is the first time where James...
I can't nominate James because he foobarred.
You can.
I didn't foobar. I was given an impossible task.
You foobarred an impossible task. What the hell's wrong with you?
The worst.
Honestly,
I was rolling good for the boxing.
Technically, he wouldn't get it, would he?
James...
he wouldn't get XP for this game because he lost it.
That's right. James, you're going to have 2. I don't want to be
no
that.
No res points.
That is the res point.
I can't.
And no extra points. I'll give
you
money
can,
to James.
You can
to make
wait, 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 wait. You know what?
Up for the
you know what?
Lost.
I could, no, I got this. I'm going to nominate James. Because you killed Blake Diaz, even though he wasn't supposed to.
All right.
So are you giving it to James too, Chris?
Yes.
All right,
make
so that's
up for
2
the one
for James.
Thank you, James.
Meyer?
I will give it to Ryan for having an arm off.
Yeah.
He's got an arm off.
No, he doesn't.
I will nominate Will for being beautiful.
Ooh.
James?
I'm going to give mine to Ryan for killing me off before I can do any more damage than I already did.
I'm also going to give mine to James because he took one for the team and he was our first player to go truly exurgent.
All right.
So
I'm giving one to Meyer.
Yeah.
Why?
For blowing Elisa's leg in one shot.
See, here we are just blowing
for,
away left
for, like,
and right.
Realizing right away.
Sorry.
She's looking at stuff.
I basically took my gun and just shot every one of the ones we were fighting.
I single-handedly killed three of the six. Whatever.
Yeah, but did you
shoot? I did absolutely nothing.
And I drew that off
no,
the whale penis.
No, I'm good.
Elisa's infected.
And you critically deceived your fray.
I earned my three.
It was a fast combat. I mean, they were going at speed three.
He's
honestly,
right.
When I was picturing it, I wasn't even thinking that Ryan was just going to keep shooting him. I figured it was going to be a slightly more intense hand-to-hand combat. But if because if he had actually fucking, if I didn't keep rolling 80 to hit you with the club, he would have shock batoned you, which would have evened things up a little bit for a minute.
Well,
but,
yeah.
Next
that'll,
time.
Like I said, that'll teach him to bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah. So next time he'll just shoot you with a gun.
Yeah, unfortunately for you, that means he's learned not to try and hit you with things.
No,
well,
he's
no,
dead.
He's dead, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't remember,
he don't remember any of that stuff.
All right.
Unless he had, like, an emergency farcaster on him.
My
no, he did not.
Yeah, I just noticed.
Ticonderoga.
I just noticed.
All right, so that, there we go. So that's Self-Discovery Part 1A.
Self-Discovery Part 1A.
So see you next time.
Later, everybody.
Fuck Twizzle.
Yoink.